And we're set for baseball here at the Mond, visiting Frederick Keys against your West Virginia Black Bears. Lineups have been given by Mond County Ballpark's own Bill Nevin. The national anthem has been sung by none other than Mr. Ed Lewis, and we're all set for our ceremonial first pitch before the teams begin their warm-ups. Of course, we'll run through the Black Bears defensive alignment now. Zach Bravo on the mound with Nolan Metcalf as his battery mate. Tremaine Spears over at third. Jack Elliott at short. Javonte Doris second base. And Logan Matthew at first. Turner Hill, Maddox Houghton, and Ruben Fontes, your outfield from left to right. And the minimum Bravo will be facing here for the Frederick Keys, Amir Wright, Hunter Jump, and Evan Berkey.
I mentioned before, Bravo, a holdover from the first half played here at West Virginia University this spring. Very familiar with the Mond County faithful and this ballpark. He struggled a bit at West Virginia this year, but has been good for the Black Bears. In 8 games, 5 starts, he's tossed 28 and 2/3 innings. Good enough for a 2-0 record and a 3.14 ERA. 25 hits, 12 runs, only 10 earned. 5 walks to 28 strikeouts is a good ratio, and a 105 whip isn't too shabby himself. Short story here is Bravo's been pretty good.
Absolutely, Zach Bravo looking for much of the same here as a Black Bear. Of course, Bravo was taken in the 29th round of the 2019 MLB draft by the Tampa Bay Rays, respectfully choosing not to sign out of high school, wanting to try and bump up his stock as a college pitcher, and now in search of trying to get himself signed as an undrafted free agent.
Got a good test tonight with this Keys lineup. Saw them put up, what was it, 4 in the first game, 5 in the second game?
Yes.
So some late scoring for the Keys. So if they could take anything away from last night, it was the 4 runs in the last 3 innings of the game. Get some momentum offensively going into today for sure.
Absolutely, that momentum certainly can carry over from night to night. And Amir Wright getting a little bit of a unusual introduction here. Of course, walking up to the plate, dogs barking at him. Maybe the dogs can be a game changer tonight for the Black Bears.
We'll see.
Of course, Amir Wright out of Ball State working against Bravo, delivers the first pitch fastball outside at 93. We're underway, first pitch at 7:03, a little bit early.
Shocking, actually. Lots of dogs here tonight, Drew.
Always a great sign to see as Bravo's fastball misses up and away. Now 2 balls and no strikes. Amir Wright will slap that fastball down the left field line, foul ball, as Bravo tries to work back into the count. Amir Wright hitting an even 300 as a member of the Keys, a native of Griffith, Indiana. Bravo deals here on 2-1, a little flare out to shallow right field, just out of the reach of Javonte Doris. It'll drop in for a leadoff single there for Amir Wright.
Yeah, just a little unfortunate right there. Wright in on the hands and flared it out over the second baseman, Doris. No one could get to it. Couldn't have really thrown it much better.
So now we'll see how Zach Bravo responds to Hunter Chump, Kentucky product. 296 hitter for Frederick, taking the first pitch, fastball the opposite way into the berm on the left field side as fans continue to make their way into the Mon.
Yeah, should have a pretty good crowd here tonight. Especially with all the dogs.
Wonder if the dogs get counted towards the attendance.
I don't know.
0-1 pitch there to Jump. Jammed in with the fastball. Out in shallow left field is Jack Elliott from his shortstop position. Makes the grab for out number one.
Nice little pop to the shortstop. Easy little flare. So that's 2 batters and 2 things of soft contact.
That'll bring up Evan Berkey. We saw him get 1 pinch hit opportunity last night. Product of Evansville. Looking to keep Frederick's momentum going. That Amir Wright started with the leadoff single. First pitch to Bravo, and Berkey blisters this one Turner Hill not even going to chase it. That's over the Frederick bullpen. A two-run shot there for Evan Berkey. And just like that, 2-0 Frederick.
That thing got out of here quick. Absolutely blistered over the Frederick bullpen, so some distance on it as well. Not quite Plastiak range, but still tanked out there to left center or left field as you get a replay of it. It was a no-doubter. Couple steps by Hill out there and left, but he just looked up, as did the bullpen, who turned around and watched it go into the greenery behind the bullpen.
Berkey was coming into that appearance hitting 368, and now Jake Plastiak, another Kentucky product. First pitch, fastball down the line in right as Ruben Fontes gets over and cuts it off. So first three of the first four batters that Bravo has faced have gotten on.
Yeah, so the first two batters made soft contact, one fell in. Next two batters with blistering line drives, one of them over the fence, and that one was right to the right fielder, but still was in there for a single, a nice piece of hitting.
So now Ben Fitzgerald stand in. Bravo dropping in a curveball with the letters for strike one. Fitzgerald, just 125 for the Keys out of UC Irvine, native of West Des Moines in Iowa. Black Bears infield at double play depth, waving a miss there as Bravo blew the fastball by him for strike two.
Talk about it all the time. It's all about minimizing damage now. See if Bravo can either roll one here or find a way to send the Black Bears back to the dugout on the down two.
Bravo set at the belt, kicks and deals on 0-2. Fastball up and away. The ball and two strikes now to Fitzgerald.
Not a bad pitch there. I'm definitely looking down low. That changeup's got a 28% chase rate. That's highest out of his four pitches. Nothing crazy. But still, if it's one you're having most swing and miss success with, might as well go with it.
Bravo delivers. Changeup there up and in. Count even this time, 2-2. Ben Fitzgerald spent some time at Louisiana Lafayette in a year at North Iowa Area Community College. He was tied for first at UC Irvine on the team with home runs as Bravo delivers a 2-2 fastball just a bit too far inside for the liking of Chris Richards. Count full.
A little bit too close to take for me, but I think at the end it was a right call. So he had him 0-2. He's lost him down to 3-2 now. Don't want to lose him all the way.
Payoff pitch here to Fitzgerald. Foul to the netting of the backstop, and they'll do it all over again as Fitzgerald looks to, at the very least, see one more pitch from Bravo with Plastiak down at first.
Definitely a double play candidate here is Fitzgerald. He can get a ground ball, which is 51%, as Plastiak takes off.
Another 3-2. Called strike three. Throw down to second. A little bit of a delay there from third base umpire Charles Johnson, but ruling Plastiak got in. So it's a strikeout for Bravo and a stolen base for Plastiak. Little give and take for both teams.
I think you'll definitely take that if you're West Virginia. Plastiak moving to second. Yes, a single could score him. He's not the fastest runner either, so we'll see there, but definitely you're taking the out at this point. You just need to get out of this inning.
So now with two outs, that brings up Trevor Johnson. First pitch to him, a fastball up and in for ball one. Johnson, 429 hitter as a member of the Keys out of McPherson College. Bravo set at the belt from the right side of the rubber, delivers, and Johnson will foul that one to the netting of the backstop. Evens the count, a ball and a strike. A lot of fastballs here early on for Bravo.
That's no surprise. He throws it 55% of the time. I'm pretty sure we've seen more than that clip right now. But still, it'll even itself out. It'll end up going around 50 to 60% fastballs tonight. But that's nothing out of the ordinary.
1-1 to Johnson. Waving a miss there. And beautiful curveball in for strike two.
Yeah, you could definitely tell that was an off-speed pitch. Thing just dropped right out of the zone there. And a wailing whiff by Trevor Johnson.
Bravo, one pitch away from getting out of the inning. The 1-2, curveball just a bit too far outside there for Chris Richards. So count even again, 2-2.
And you mentioned in the pregame, Johnson is playing second base today. He's listed as a catcher on the Keys roster, so we'll see how that plays out in the field.
Bravo, quick look down to second, the 2-2. And this fastball just a bit above the letters. Another full count that Bravo's working through here in the first.
And needs to bear down and get out of this.
Two, wave and a miss. Bravo blowing the fastball by Trevor Johnson as Bravo bounces back and responds with a pair of punch outs. Half an inning gone here at the mound. Frederick ahead 2-0 on three hits, courtesy of a two-run shot off the bat of Evan Berkey. We head to the West Virginia half of the inning. Keys 2, Black Bears 0 on the Black Bears Radio Network. Back for the bottom of the first as Raul Salazar will make his first appearance here on the mound at the Mon. His battery mate, Matt Odom, and they'll be working with Jake Plastiak at third, Evan Berkey at short, Trevor Johnson at second, Alex Beza at first, and Hunter Jump, Amir Wright, and Ben Fitzgerald, the outfield from left to right.
Yeah, we got on the mound today Raul Salazar, 0-1 with a 4-5-0, two games, one start. He's only gone four innings total. He's given up nine hits in those four innings, three runs, two earned. No walks, three strikeouts, and a 2-2-5 whip. Definitely some chance for traffic on the bases here. And we mentioned the second baseman today in Trevor Johnson, usually catcher. So especially for the left-handed hitters like Hill, if they hit something hard or rangy over there, it might be difficult.
First pitch Hill sees from Salazar. Bounced in the dirt for ball one. To be a slider there from Salazar, but Hill smartly taking, hitting 464 out of Marietta College. 1-0 to Hill as that changeup catches the outer half of the plate to even the count, a ball and a strike.
You got a fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball in the arsenal.
1-1 from Salazar. Another changeup, this time down and in for ball two. Seeing Jake Plastiak bouncing between even with the third base bag and just shy of the infield grass. Salazar works up from the right side of the rubber. Chopper back to the mound, fielded by Salazar, firing over to first. One gone for West Virginia here in the inning.
Yeah, good work fielding his position as you get a look at the replay here. Little hop right off the back of the mound and a strike to first. Easily retires Turner Hill for the first out.
Now Ruben Fontes will step in. Frederick shifting accordingly. We see Beza hugging the right field line. Trevor Johnson step on the outfield grass. Fontes, a 357 hitter out of Northwestern. Salazar working from the windup. First pitch here to Fontes. Slider above the zone, taking ball one.
Yeah, I would be surprised if these West Virginia hitters are not a little bit patient here.
1-0 there to Fontes. Fastball down and away. Ball two. Of course, Salazar doesn't necessarily throw the hardest. His fastball sitting right around 87, 88. There's 2-0 pitch there to Fontes. Another fastball in at the knees. Strike one as Salazar works to get himself back in the count.
Good job to lay that fastball in there for Salazar. 2-1, 3-0 look a lot different as well.
Pitch into Fontes. Change up this time outside. 3-1. Ruben Fontes spending most of his collegiate career at Davidson. Grounds this one to second. Fielded by Trevor Johnson. He'll toss it over to first. 2 here in the inning for the Black Bears.
Well, there's your first test of Trevor Johnson at second base. They wouldn't just, Joel Oliver wouldn't stick him out there if he didn't have any experience. Throw is a bit high, but nothing that, but Beza can't handle over there. So now we got the big stick of Ryan Hernandez. Two outs, nobody on.
Ryan Hernandez, certainly somebody who can reach base with ease as he's hitting 352 to this point as a Black Bear. Led the draft league in the first half with 8 home runs. Of course, was 3-sport athlete in high school, waving and missing at a first pitch. Change up there from Salazar.
Getting ahead of Hernandez is key. You can hope to contain him. I don't know if you can really stop him.
Salazar from the windup, the 0-1. Fastball in the outer half of the plate, taken for strike two, and now Hernandez has to protect, but that's a great point, Mike. Hernandez is one of those where all you can really do is try and contain him and hope for the best. I mean, you're not stopping him entirely.
No, not at all. And I think we talked about Santini buying strikes last night. Definitely got one there.
0-2 to Hernandez. Skies it in the air. Shallow right field. Trevor Johnson out onto the grass to make the grab for the final out. So the Black Bears go down in order in the first as we're through an inning of play. Frederick 2, West Virginia 0, right here on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Fans, take a look at the video board for tonight's Black Bears matchup. Ball.
I saw they were trying to shop Rodon and Peterson. Top of the second here at the mound, Zach Bravo is set to face 7, 8, and 9 of the Frederick Keys. That's Alex Beza, Matt Odom, and Calvin Rocker. Bravo looking for much of the same after conceding the home run to Evan Berkey with that pair of strikeouts to end the inning. Beza hits 243 from the left side. First pitch fastball up and away for ball one.
Yeah, we'll see if Bravo can recover from his first inning. He did so nicely with 2 strikeouts. See if he can continue his success.
Pitch in there. Curveball there from Bravo. Evens the count, a ball and a strike as Metcalf framed it nicely. Bravo goes right back to the off speed. Swing and a miss there from Beza quickly behind 1-2.
See, I think you go hard stuff right here. High heat. Should be able to get him.
Utah product called out on strikes. A slider on the back door. And that freezes Beza. 3 straight Ks for Zach Bravo going back to the first inning. 1 gone here in the second.
Well, after the 2 hard hit balls, he settled into this game with 3 straight strikeouts. Talk about minimizing damage. He did that in the first after the home run. Stranded Plastiak on second and has bounced back nicely thus far.
Odom to the plate out of NC State. Of course, When the Black Bears were in Frederick, Odom spent a game in the West Virginia dugout behind the dish to give J.C. Santini the day off. First pitch fastball up and in to Odom. Also out in right field last night for Frederick, hitting 182, grounds this one hard, back up the middle past the diving Javonte Doris into right center field for a one-out base hit. Takes a large turnaround first and then ultimately retreats as the Black Bears got it in quickly.
And good piece of hitting right there. Yanked it, but still kept it far enough up the middle where it was past the diving Doris. It's a ground ball, but it finds a hole. Base runner with one out for Frederick.
Calvin Rucker, Frederick's designated hitter. 154 out of Savannah State. First pitch to him. Curveball down and away. Ball one.
See if he can get a ground ball right at an infielder right here.
Certainly love that if you are Zach Bravo. Delivers the 1-0. Grounder to second. Doris spins. Fires over to first, but just airmails it. And it rolls around the backstop. Nolan Metcalf having to chase. Throwing down to third. And Metcalf misfires on the throw. I mean, what is happening right now?
That, I don't know, Drew. Let's get a look at the replay here. Doris ranging to his left, spins, throws, just completely airmails it over the head of the first baseman, Matthew. Then the ball's rolling around, and I don't know what the heck is going on. Oldham at second. He was dead to rights at third. Metcalf gets the ball and throws it towards the mound. I think it slipped out of his hand. It was just, I have no idea what just happened there, Drew. Second and third, though, one out. Miscues for sure. Couple of errors.
First pitch to Amir Wright, chopped straight down, ruled a foul ball as Odom was charging towards the plate. So luckily it was a foul ball, as it would have been a tough play for Bravo to cut down the run. As of right now, the only error is being charged to Javonte Doris.
That's probably because that the runners took off before Metcalf fielded that ball. So he'll get off without one, even though he probably could call one.
A one curveball slapped into the netting above the Keys dugout. Quickly behind 0-2 is Amir Wright. Wright was a 2022 All-MAC second team selection. Pitch to him, hard grounder, past the diving Javonte Doris into right field. RBI single there for Amir Wright as Fontes gets it in quickly to ensure Rucker doesn't come in to score. 3-0 Keys.
He has a good job getting the ball in there. Another hard hit ball off of Zach Bravo just out of the reach of Doris. So after good first batter with the strikeout, some issues out in the field have led to a third Keys run, and they have runners on the corner with less than two outs.
Frederick hot and looking for more already with five hits tonight. Hunter Jump takes a slider on the inside part of the plate for strike one.
And he's been ahead of guys, too. It's not like he's falling behind and has to throw right down the middle.
Bravo's throwing over to first, keeping tabs on Amir Wright. As you would imagine, Wright would take off for second at some point to eliminate the double play ball.
Might try the Jed Jerko Little League steal as well.
Of course, with Metcalf playing at Kansas, would have to imagine he wouldn't throw down to second. Bravo quickly stepping off, patting his chest as if to say wanting to go through the signs again. Now pauses. Wright takes off for second. Foul tip there in and out of the glove of Metcalf, and Wright's going to have to go back to first base.
Fortunate there for the Black Bears. He was definitely going to be safe. I don't know if Metcalf came up like he was going to throw. We don't know if he actually would have. But the runner will be sent back with two strikes, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him taken off.
Wright getting his lead off of first once again. 0-2. Jump grounds this one to third. Spears fires the second for one. Relay throw over to first. Not in time as Hunter Jump beats it by a step. Calvin Rucker comes in to score 4-0 Frederick, but two gone in the inning.
Yeah, too slow developing. Had to go around the horn. Ball hit very lightly, and the speed of Jump is too much. He'll get an RBI ground out as Rucker comes around to score. It's 4-0.
Certainly not what the Black Bears would have imagined coming into tonight, as Berkey will stand in. First pitch to Berkey, a fastball, unable to find the zone for ball one.
Showing bunt there after the homer his last time.
Interesting strategy to say the least. Of course, the Black Bears infield is pretty far back, so can understand it to an extent as he squares the bunt again. The curveball down and away for ball two.
Try to find the zone here eventually. Plastiak on deck, and if Plastiak gets up and runs into one, this game could be over.
1-1 from Bravo. Fastball above the letters for ball three. And Bravo just, for the most part, he's been getting ahead of hitters tonight, but at times has also found it a challenge to find the zone. Delivers here on 3-0. Fastball on the inner half of the plate, taking all the way was Berkey for strike one. Mentioned that Berkey played at the University of Evansville in the Missouri Valley Conference, where they were the number two team, as Bravo drops in an off-speed pitch on the outer half of the plate for strike two and working his way back into a full count after being behind 3-0. Pitch home from Bravo. Curveball down in the dirt for ball four. Berkey will walk. And now JT Thomas going to make his way out to the mound and talk things over with Bravo.
Just about to say, I'm surprised we haven't seen anybody up in the Black Bears bullpen yet as they remain quiet out there. So this is still Bravo's hill to die on. But definitely struggling tonight.
Certainly something that Black Bears fans haven't seen from Zach Bravo here at the Mon. A little bit of a challenge that Bravo is going to have to work through. Now we see Chris Richards going out to break up the meeting.
And we know this Black Bears offense is capable of putting up very big numbers. It's just you got to get them to get the bat back in their hands here.
You got to get guys on. I mean, Black Bears went three up, three down in the first. Jake Plastiak will stand in. Two on, two out, two in for Frederick here in each of the first two innings to this point. Plastiak trying to swing out of his shoes at a first pitch changeup, waving and missing.
This could be trouble, Drew. I just have a real bad feeling about this. I hope I'm wrong. We know Bravo can bear down and get out of things. He did it in the first.
You could tell Plastiak wanted to give somebody a souvenir out there on the home run porch.
Yes, he did.
Quick look down to second for Bravo. The 0-1 slider waved out and missed there for strike two. Plastiak well out in front.
There's absolutely no reason at all to go to the fastball here until you possibly have two, maybe even three balls on Plastiak. 0-2, I'm keeping this junk out of the zone.
Bravo set at the belt, kicks and deals. Change up down in the dirt, blocked by Metcalf. Ball one to Plastiak. Of course, Plastiak has already heard his name called once in the MLB draft. Back in 2018, 28th round of the Padres. Looking now to sign as an undrafted free agent. Fastball too far inside to Plastiak. We're even 2-2.
Now 2-2, I still think you go away from the hard stuff unless it's up high. If it's up high, you can get away with it, that's for sure. Can't make a mistake here, though. Dangerous hitter.
2-2 to Plastiak. Gets him to get underneath of that pitch as Jack Elliott will call off Javonte Doris. Make the grab out in shallow left center field for the final out, but not before Frederick tacks on two more runs in the second inning as we're through an inning and a half of play at the Mon. Frederick 4, West Virginia 0 on the Black Bears Radio Network. bottom of the second here for the Black Bears coming to bat. Logan Matthew, Nolan Metcalf, and Jack Elliott, the three for West Virginia, the minimum. Logan Matthew certainly can get the Black Bears offense going with one swing of the bat. 286 hitter for Matthew, but three home runs as a Black Bear. OPS just north of 1,000.
Drew, I ran into some special friends in the hallway that might be visiting us very soon.
First pitch curveball to Matthew, taken for strike one. Really?
Yeah, we might get our own Bark at the Park up here in the booth.
Love to see it.
There they are right now on our video board.
0-1 there to Matthew. Off speed, down and away for ball one. Logan Matthew out of Liberty University. Getting underneath this 1-1 pitch out to shallow center field. Long run for Trevor Johnson, making the grab on the flying WV logo for out number one.
Well, he's been tested three times in a row now, and he's passed all those three tests with flying colors. That one probably the toughest play he's had to make. The center fielder right took like a hard step or two back, and then before realizing it was shallow to come in, he had no chance at the ball. So a nice play by Johnson to get out there and make the grab.
Trevor Johnson may have just found himself a new home at second base.
For real.
We'll bring up Nolan Metcalf looking for his first hit as a Black Bear. Comebacker up the middle, fielded by Johnson on the backhand. Strike over to first, and a nice pick out of the dirt there by Beza. Two gone in the second.
Well, that's four plays in a row now for Johnson. It was a nice backhand. He set himself and threw low, and Beza saved an error. That is for sure, as you get a pick of, or look at him there smiling. Real nice pick. Fought it off.
Of course, Beza, one error and just 505 chances at Utah this past season. First pitch here to Jack Elliott. Fastball missing outside for ball one. You were right, Mike. We do have the dogs in here.
So this is where we need a camera like the professionals to show the dogs, but we don't have one.
1-0 to Elliott. Unleashes this one. Fly ball out to right field. Fitzgerald to the track, and that ball is gone to the home run porch. Solo shot there for Jack Elliott. 4-1 Frederick.
Unloads on that one. It's the first one out to the home run porch that we've seen all season from a West Virginia Black Bear. This time it's Jack Elliott. We talked about the lack of power, left-handed bats in the first half. That's the only thing the team was missing. They've got three now in Elliott, Matthew, and Fontes, and it's 4-1. We knew the Black Bears' offense is lethal. It was just a matter of time, 4-1.
With that, Tremaine Spears will come to the plate. Spears out of Southern University. Salazar looking to respond. First pitch, fastball missing outside, ball one. Spears just 130 at the plate for West Virginia. Salazar from the right side of the rubber, and Spears getting underneath this one with the fly ball out to left field. Hunter Jump taking a few steps to his left and bringing that one in for the final out. So the Black Bears get on the board courtesy of a Jack Elliott home run through two innings of play. Frederick 4, West Virginia 1. The Julius Pepperoni Roll race coming up next right here on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Yeah.
Back for the top of the third, Zach Bravo set to face here. 5, 6, and 7, Ben Fitzgerald, Trevor Johnson, Alex Beza.
Well, we're going to see if Zach Bravo. I have no idea where Zach Johnson just came from. Let's try this again. We're going to see if Zach Bravo can find it here and maybe work a scoreless inning, get the Keys back up to the plate, or excuse me, the Bears back up to the plate. I am just totally off right now. The dogs threw me off.
True.
Distracted by Rocky and Reggie.
Rocky and Reggie making their appearance here in the booth. Throwing you out of sorts. Nope. Waving a miss there on a changeup from Bravo to Fitzgerald.
Now I just have to figure out who Zach Johnson is. Don't know where the name came from, Drew.
Your guess is as good as mine.
I have no idea.
Oh, one fastball there from Bravo up and in. Backs Fitzgerald off of the plate. Count even 1-1.
I think I figured it out, Drew. Zach Bravo and Trevor Johnson.
I mean, that would have been
combined
the...
Combined them. I'm pretty sure that's what I just don't know where that came from.
Fitzgerald fouls that. Change up back over our heads for strike two. I mean, that would have been the obvious guess of combining Zach Bravo and Trevor Johnson.
I don't think I know anybody named Zach Johnson. I'm tired, all right? I was up at 8 a.m. this morning.
Bravo set at the belt from the windup. Wave and a miss there. Another punch out for Bravo. That's his fourth in 2 1/3 innings, and that'll bring up Trevor Johnson.
That's 2 for Fitzgerald, both swinging. The first one was with a runner on. This one to lead off the third and see if Bravo can keep this up.
First pitch to Johnson, skying it back. Metcalf towards the back of the backstop. And that's going to drop into section 104 for a long strike one. Of course, not only do the fans have to pay attention, but they've got to look out for their dogs, too.
Yeah, it's double dangerous here at the Mon tonight. And also, got to watch a dog doesn't charge after one of those balls and get a new chew toy.
It'll be a fight between the dogs and the kids to get a souvenir. 0-1 to Johnson, fastball outside, even the count, a ball and a strike. Johnson, a native of La Mesa, California. 1-1, Johnson unleashes on this one. Turner Hill, you can forget about it. That ball is gone. Another home run for the Keys, solo shot for Trevor Johnson. 5-1 Frederick, and they get the run back.
Yeah, the Keys continue to tee off on Zach Bravo. Not his finest outing for sure. Kind of reminding us of those West Virginia days earlier this spring. And I am once again surprised nobody's up in the bullpen here.
Saw JT Thomas last inning. Would be very uncharacteristic to see him in back-to-back innings. First pitch, fastball in for a strike on Beza. Now, unless Jed Jerko sends him out there for a second inning, JT Thomas is one of those pitching coaches that just kind of likes to let the game unfold as it does. Unless he has to go out there, he doesn't, as Beza skies the 0-1 pitch out to south center field. Maddox Houghton bringing it in for out number two.
Nice lazy fly ball. It's a good way to respond from the home run.
Bring up the catcher, Matt Odom. Scored already in this game for Frederick. Of course, the Keys have tacked on 5, so the list of who hasn't scored for Frederick is shorter than those who have. 5 runs on 6 hits for the Keys to this point. First pitch there to Odom. The change up in the dirt. Gets away from Metcalf. Ball one, not that it matters, with nobody on base. Bravo gets the sign from Metcalf, the 1-0. Fastball fouled straight down and then towards second base. Right call there from Chris Richards to rule the foul ball, and we're even 1-1.
Yeah, probably off that front leg or foot
of the batter, Oldham, and rolled out to second base. Immediately called foul by Richards behind the plate, and he could call it that.
Richards will deliver the new baseball to Bravo, so possibly could have caught a piece of Nolan Metcalf as well.
The last thing the Black Bears need is another injured catcher. I'd be surprised if J.C. Santini even sniffs playing time tonight.
Wave and a miss there on the 1-1 slider from Bravo. Running in and tying up Oldham. Bravo one pitch away from getting out of the inning.
Well, we've seen this before. See if he can execute here.
Bravo shakes off the sign from Metcalf. Gets one he likes, the 1-2. Oldham lines this one out to right field. Fontes, few steps to his right, brings it in for the final out. So Frederick gets the run back on the solo shot off the bat of Trevor Johnson. Through 2.5 here at the Mon. Frederick 5, West Virginia 1 on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Experiencing any symptoms or medical concerns? A WVU Medicine primary care provider is your first point of contact for improved well-being. WVU Medicine's primary care providers deliver top-quality care close to home for patients of all ages, from infants to seniors. They specialize in diagnosing, treating, and preventing a wide variety of conditions, and, if needed, can refer you to a WVU Medicine specialist for more advanced care. Visit wvumedicine.org/primary care.
Back for the bottom of the third. 8-9-1 coming to the plate for the Black Bears. Javonte Doris, Maddox Houghton, Turner Hill before the lineup turns over. As Raul Salazar had set the Black Bears down 5 in a row before Jack Elliott hit the solo shot and then immediately turned around retiring Spears as Doris takes a fastball below the knees for ball one.
We got Doris here, has hit as high up as 2 in the lineup, so definitely knows how to handle the bat.
And Salazar drops in curveball for strike 1. Set at the belt and delivers. Slider up and away for ball 2.
So if you're the Black Bears here, you know one swing is not going to do you really much good. Of course, you'll take the run, but you need some traffic on the base pads before you get a big swing here, and a lot of time left to do it.
2-1 there to Doris, trying to sneak it down the first base line, but just foul. A little bit of a late swing there. We're even 2-2.
Yeah, just foul is right. As the right fielder, Fitzgerald, tried to just toss that into his bullpen and doesn't get it over the fence.
A little bit of a delay. Salazar waiting to sure the baseball got off, and Fitzgerald is ready. Salazar gets the sign from Oldham. Another slider missing above the letters. Full count now to Doris.
Base hit ball 4 here.
As Devontae Doris draws the walk on the fastball below the knees. Great sign for the Black Bears to get the leadoff guy on.
That's a start. Base runners, if Houghton can get on, he'd have two on and no one out for the top. That would be ideal.
Maddox Houghton looking to pick up where he left off from last night. Salazar to the stretch. Houghton squares the bunt on a pitch, fastball to be specific, on the inside part of the plate that runs in. Ball one.
We saw Houghton bunt for the hit last night with the third baseman playing back as he was there. Squared again. Now he'll creep into about even with the bag, just about a step behind. Probably taking away the bunt.
Just got to make sure you cover all bases.
Of course.
Salazar throwing over to first, keeping tabs on Doris.
Of course, second baseman today, Johnson, is shaded pretty much up the middle, so a push bunt. We saw Billy Hamilton used to do that all the time when they used the Reds. Be an easy hit.
Doris takes off, pitch up and in, the throw down, well off the mark. Doris in, and plenty of time for a stolen base. Two balls, no strikes to Houghton.
Yeah, not surprised to see Doris taking off. A good throw might get him as he didn't get the best jump, but that throw is well to the third base side of the bag, and he's in there easily.
So now Houghton with a runner in scoring position. Chance to tack on a ribby for the Black Bears center fielder. Now Houghton going to step out, granted time by Chris Richards.
Good count, 2-0 here. Wouldn't be surprised if he took. Saw a lot of that yesterday out of Jimmy Galuski's Black Bears.
Large gap on the right side of the infield with Johnson holding on Doris. Fastball down in the dirt. 3-0 to Houghton.
Based, like I said before, based on what we saw last night, I wouldn't be surprised if he's taking it all the way here. There's a walk to the leadoff man Doris, a stolen base, and now 3-0 is having some trouble locating.
Salazar set at the belt, kicks and deals, able to drop in a fastball at the knees. Looked a little bit low, though.
I disagree, Chris Richards. I really do, as we get a look at the replay here. Well below the knees. What is he looking at?
Wow.
That is terrible. Oldham framed it, but, like, that is – that almost, he took it off the dirt. That's really bad.
Houghton chopping the 3-1 deep in the hole. Berkey going to field it but not have a play anywhere. So it'll go down as an infield single for Maddox Houghton. Puts runners at the corners. Nobody out with the West Virginia lineup turning over.
I mean, I guess it works out for the best there for Houghton and the Black Bears. He'll register a hit instead of a walk, and the runner will go to third. So Chris Richards not being able to tell if it's a ball or a strike on a clear ball benefits.
That'll bring up Turner Hill. Hill out of Marietta, Ohio. Chance to drive in some runs here for the Black Bears and cut into their early deficit. Of course, Turner Hill was one of the best hitters at the Division III level. Earned All-Ohio Athletic Conference first-team honoree as he slaps his fastball to the left field concourse. Late to it for a long strike one.
Well, you got the two guys on and nobody out. See what they can do with it now. Scratch and claw your way back into this.
Salazar fires over to first, keeping tabs on Houghton. Knowing that a steal down to second is inevitable, and then would imagine Oldham spent some time in the dugout of the Black Bears, would have to wonder if he knows the old double steal trick.
He has the one downfall of having to use him.
Hill will foul that fastball to the netting of the backstop, now behind no balls and two strikes.
See, they definitely would still do it, but personally, I do not send the runner here on 0-2, but Speedy Houghton and Doris is average to above average speed, so would not be surprised if he took off at some point.
0-2 there to Hill. Off speed in the dirt. held up smartly there was Turner Hill.
All right, Jimmy. Time to go. Maddox Houghton's got to lace up his shoes because this is the best count that he's going to have, I think, in my opinion, to run on. 1-2. Just go. There he. Oh, he faked.
And Hill will chop the fastball foul down the first baseline. Keeps the count right where it is at 1-2.
He faked me out, Drew. He took about two steps towards second base and stopped.
Yeah, I've seen that a little bit here from the Black Bears and their opponents. A little bit of a fake steal. 1-2 there to Hill. Fastball down beneath the knees. Back even this time, 2-2.
Still waiting for the runner to take off because, like you said, it is inevitable. It's actually more interesting to watch than the pitcher-batter matchup, in my opinion.
Houghton still not taking off. Hard ground ball to the right side for Turner Hill. RBI single. Houghton making the turn around second. He's chugging for third in there safely. And it's first and third again, this time for Ruben Fontes.
Beautiful execution. Goes with that pitch and pulls it through the hole. And advancing to third is Maddox Houghton. And we got first and third. Nobody out once again this time. With a run in, so could definitely still put on the steal play, Drew.
That's certainly not out of the question. And at this point now, Fontes is the tying run.
You know he's got power. Homered yesterday.
Native of Bonita, California. First pitch, curveball above the letters there, breaking ball that didn't break.
You know, Drew, Bonita, beautiful in Spanish. Pays to take four semesters in college, eh?
Didn't even catch that. Oh, rather 1-0 curveball again to Fontes, this time beneath the knees, 2-0. And it's funny you mention that because when Trevor Johnson was at the plate, I mentioned that he was out of La Mesa, California, which is...
Table,
yes.
I understand Bonita, but how do you name a place Table?
That is a great question. 2-0 pitch there from Salazar. Another changeup outside. Three balls and no strikes to Fontes.
We're in another situation where the big man on deck is probably salivating at the chance to have the bases loaded. And nobody out. 3-0 here. I would once again say I'm expecting a take, but with the part of the order up, Fontes has established himself that he can handle the bat. I would not be surprised at all if he's swinging away here at 3-0.
Green light. Of course, Ryan Hernandez probably isn't the only one in the ballpark tonight drooling, as it is Park in the Park night.
Yeah, lots of slobbery dogs down there.
3-0. Fontes thought it was ball four. He hopped out of the batter's box, but pitch catches enough of the zone.
See, I'm going to agree with Chris Richards there. That's close enough. Good frame by Oldham, but still might have been a bit outside.
3-1 from Salazar. Fontes takes that one the opposite way down the left field line. Just foul.
Damn, just missed. Put that down the left field line, probably foul by a foot or so as we get a look at the replay here. Yeah, probably about 2 feet foul.
Salazar thanking his lucky stars.
Yeah, just hooked at the last second. Would have been at least one in, maybe two. We know how aggressive Jimmy Galuski is down there, and it kicked around in the corner a little bit, so the speedy Turner Hill probably would have come around.
Jimmy Galuski sometimes a little bit too aggressive. But certainly like the aggression as Turner Hill takes off for a second. Fly ball out to center field. Plenty deep for the runner in Houghton to tag. Play made by Wright for out number one. Houghton will tag. RBI sack fly for Fontes. And Frederick's lead now cut down to two. It's 5-3.
Well, that's how to do a job. I mean, of course a hit would have been the best case scenario there. You're at 3-0. Got a pitch you didn't like to call on 3-1. A long foul ball on 3-1, and then the 3-2 sacrifice fly. That works. You just need runs right now. It's still early. 5-3. Hernandez is representing the tying run now.
Ryan Hernandez, a chance to level the game. First pitch swinging, line drive out to left. That is over the head of Hunter Jump. That'll kick around the left field wall. Jimmy Galuski going to put the stop sign up, and Turner Hill runs through it. Throw to the plate, off the mark. Hernandez will advance to third. Little bit of problems there for the Black Bears, but it pays off somehow, some way. RBI double for Ryan Hernandez, and it's 5-4 Frederick.
It all works out in the end. It starts with Hunter Jump misreading the line drive. Came a little bit too far in. Jumped out there in left. It goes over his head, and then Galuski was waving Hill the whole way until he was about at third base, and by that time it was too late for Hill to stop, because if he ends up, I've seen guys like slide to stop themselves in between third and home. He probably would have been dead either way. So he said, screw it, I'm going. And a poor throw from the shortstop, Berkey, allows him to score. It's 5-4. We'll see if they give Hernandez a double or a triple there. They're going to give him a double.
And now we have a mound visit. The entire Frederick infield joining Dennis Rasmussen on the mound to try and figure out how to stop the bleeding.
And one out, so a deep enough fly ball. We know Hernandez isn't the fastest, but still, deep enough fly ball will score him and tie this game up. Of course, Matthew will be looking to do more damage than that. And no action in either bullpen. We have some stretching going on in West Virginia's, and we have some movement out in Frederick, but nothing official.
And, of course, that scenario right there was what I was referencing with Jimmy Galuski at times being a little bit too aggressive. I mean, you can't fault Turner Hill for running through the stop sign that was put up late, as you mentioned.
Oh, absolutely not. He's already motoring around at his top speed around third base. If he tries and stops or slides, he's even more dead to rights than he was. He got lucky on the throw, but Galuski's aggressiveness has actually helped the Bears more than it's hurt them this year.
First pitch swinging is Houghton, off speed out to left. Hernandez back to tag, play made by Jump. He'll just casually toss that one in. Hernandez will score without a throw to the plate. We're tied at 5 here in the third.
That'll do the job. I'm puzzled as to why Jump just lazily tossed it into the shortstop, because Hernandez isn't the fastest guy. Yes, it was deep, and he probably would have scored, but Jump was camped under that. He could have easily come in on it and fired home. Very odd, but 5-5. Black Bears 4 in the third.
Nolan Metcalf to the plate. First pitch, fastball outside for ball one. And if I'm Joe Oliver, that's where I would honestly have an issue with Hunter Jump. I know you might not get the out, but at least make the effort to try and throw the ball to the plate.
Oh, 100%.
1-0. Metcalf skying this one out to center field. Amir Wright sitting underneath of it. Few steps in, makes the grab for the final out, but not before West Virginia tacks on 4. We're tied at 5. Third of the way through this ball game. Frederick 5, West Virginia 5, right here on the Black Bears Radio Network.
The WVU Cancer Institute offers innovative treatment options for benign and malignant liver tumors. Our comprehensive team of experts creates an individualized treatment plan combining cutting-edge medical, radiation, and surgical therapies tailored to your needs. Our board-certified, fellowship-trained oncologists offer industry-leading minimally invasive techniques with smaller incisions, meaning less pain and a faster recovery. Visit wvumedicine.org/cancer.
back for the top of the fourth, and it's a brand new ball game for Zach Bravo as West Virginia tied it at 5-4 last half inning as 9-1-2 will come to the plate for Frederick. Calvin Rucker, Amir Wright, and Hunter Jump. First pitch to him, fastball in there for strike one.
Bravo needs a shutdown inning really bad.
Slow grounder to short, fielded by Elliott. Sling over to first, dug out beautifully by Matthew. One gone in the fourth.
It's a good start. Of course, he's gotten the first batter out in two of the three innings thus far. Had a leadoff single and then two strikeouts, so he gets the 0-1 bounce out to start this one, and it's a good start. Needs a shutdown inning, as I mentioned before.
First pitch there to Amir Wright. Changeup missing, down and away, ball one. Wright, a pair of singles in the early goings of this game. As Bravo drops in a fastball in the outer half of the plate, evens the count 1-1. Bravo working quickly. Slider above the letters, 2-1 to Wright.
Maybe that was the issue, not working quick enough, not in a rhythm, as he gets ready to fire once again.
Very well could be the case, as that 2-1 slider misses down and away, ball three. Kicks and deals, does Bravo. Fastball outer half, taken for strike two to run the count full. Payoff pitch here to right, takes it the opposite way, out to left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Amir Wright, three at-bats, three singles.
Three singles, are running an RBI as well. Slaps that the other way. Started with a little flare, and then he's had two hard hit base knocks thus far.
Bravo back to the stretch. First pitch there, down and in, 200 jump. 0-2 so far tonight. As Wright takes off for second, the throw down from Metcalf. Diving play there from Elliott to keep it in the infield will allow Wright to reach safely. And the pitch there to jump, missing the zone.
Yeah, it was a nice play by Elliott out there. Diving off the bag to save the throw from going into center field. It's a stolen base for Amir Wright.
As Jump slaps this fastball towards the left field concourse. Still ahead in the count, though, 2-1. You see now Wright getting his lead off of second base, a runner in scoring position for the Keys, as Jump lines that one into the first base camera well. 2-2 the count.
It's a big pitch right here for Bravo. Needs an out. Losing him would not help.
2-2 fastball down and in, count full. Second consecutive full count batter that Bravo has worked with here in the fourth. Payoff pitch to Jump. Hard grounder down first baseline and foul.
Jump's hit two foul balls. Both those balls have been blistered as well. So Bravo still not fooling anybody out there. He's just needs to labor through here, get himself through, I'm going to guess, five innings before Jed Jerko goes to the bullpen. Needs to limit the damage.
Another 3-2. Jump hard liner out to right field. Fontes possibly lost it in the light as you saw him put the glove up. It'll drop in front of him, move right up to third. It's runners at the corners, one out now for Evan Berkey.
Well, the bad news is it's a hard hit ball, but the good news is it was a hard hit ball because it was right at the right fielder there. Of course, not right at it, was short obviously, but allowing Fontes to come in hard on it and hold the runner to third base. So Berkey with already a home run and a walk tonight, but a ground ball would get Bravo out of it.
First pitch there to Berkey. Curveball down and away, blocked by Metcalf smartly as you got a runner 90 feet away. You don't want to give the lead right back to Frederick after working your tail off to tie it. Bravo set at the belt, kicks and deals. Fastball in there at the knees, evens the count, a ball and a strike.
Might have been a bit low, but threw it right to Metcalf's glove, who framed it nicely, so no issue with that being called a strike.
Runners at the corners, one out here for Berkey. Chop down the third baseline, foul. So one and two to the key shortstop.
All right, we talked about it a bunch already. He's had trouble putting guys away tonight. He gets two strikes and kind of stalls out, whether that's throwing a bunch of pitches out of the zone or losing them to a hard hit ball somewhere. See what Bravo can do here.
Gets the signs from Metcalf. 1-2. Fastball there, down and away, trying to drop it in on the outer half. Bit too far outside.
And looks like we got an arm loosening in the West Virginia bullpen.
Bravo pauses on 2-2, then delivers. Berkey grounds this one to third. Spears going to be a tough play. Fires across the diamond. Gets Berkey, but the run will come in. And Frederick reclaims the lead. 6-5.
Bravo continues to struggle even though he gets the out there. The run will score. Score at 5-3. The only play Spears had, it's an RBI. Frederick's back in the lead, and they've scored in every single inning.
Well, it's Ian McMahon who's loosening for the Black Bears.
The left-hander.
Bring up Jake Plastiak. Runner in scoring position again for him down at second, that being Hunter Jump. First pitch swinging there is Plastiak, comes up empty. Might only see Bravo go four.
Would not be surprised. He struggled tonight. A lot of pitches as well.
0-1 skipped in the dirt with a changeup. Plastiak, of course, taking all the way. Evens the count 1-1. Do have some activity down in the Frederick bullpen as well.
That was pitch number 80 there, Drew, for Zach Bravo.
1-1. Plastiak fouling that fastball to the left side. Now behind 1-2.
I believe it's Brett Toucher.
Brett Toucher.
Toucher.
Right-hander loosening for the Keys.
Would be surprised if we didn't see Salazar out there again.
1-2. Slider runs a bit too far inside to Plastiak. Holds up in plenty of time. Long pause from Bravo. Delivers. Wave and a miss there. Fooling Plastiak with the off speed. Gets the Black Bears out of a tough inning, but Zach Bravo coughs up the lead in the top of the fourth. Frederick 6, West Virginia 5, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning right here on the Black Bears Radio Network. Bottom of the fourth, Raul Salazar is in fact back out there for the inning. And he will face Jack Elliott, Tremaine Spears, Javonte Doris. Salazar will want revenge on Elliott after it was Elliott who got the Black Bears on the board. A solo shot. First pitch here to Elliott. Shot foul down the first baseline, so ball will have to be thrown out of play by Ben Fitzgerald.
That was hit hard. Just too early and yanked it. Very close, though, to tucking it inside that bag. Might be a little fortunate when foul because the first baseman Baza was playing right on the line.
0-1, and again, shot foul down the first baseline, a little bit further away from the bag. Another fastball that Elliott was bit early on. Now behind 0-2.
You got to think Bravo's day is done with McMahon getting warm still.
I mean, Bravo's given up at least a run in every inning he's pitched. I can't imagine Jed Jerko wants to send him out there again.
It has not been good tonight, that is for sure.
0-2 from Salazar. Again, Elliott in front. This time an off-speed pitch from Salazar. I believe it was the slider.
Staying alive, battling three foul balls here for Jack Elliott coming off the solo shot. His last time up was one of two Black Bears not to hit last inning, as West Virginia sent seven to the plate, scoring four.
Salazar from the windup delivers and fools Elliott there. Changeup down and away. Elliott came up empty, out number one.
Real nice pitch from the mound, on the mound from Salazar. And I had a nice little leg kick shimmy sort of strut off the mound, too. He knew he executed his pitch before the swing was even completed by Jack Elliott. One gone.
Now first pitch there to Tremaine Spears. Fastball at the knees. Looked at for strike one.
Same thing there for first pitch to Spears. He's starting to feel it a little bit here. Might get another inning out of him as the Keys bullpen has gone quiet.
0-1 fastball up and away. Evens the count 1-1. As mentioned, Salazar settling in here in the fourth. May do just enough to buy himself another inning. 1-1 pitch there to Spears. Slider that he gets the end of the bat to, and nothing more as it ricochets to the backstop.
Salazar looks like a whole different pitcher this inning, Drew.
Absolutely he does. Getting the signs now from Odom. High leg kick and deals. Fastball dropping just a bit too low there. Level count on Tremaine Spears.
It's a good take right there by Spears to re-even the count at two.
Pitch home from Salazar. Check swing. Appeal out to first base umpire Alvin Brown. Says Spears held up. Full count.
Yeah, definitely didn't go there. Good call at first base by Alvin Brown. And a good block behind the plate by Oldham just in case.
Payoff pitch to Spears. Hard chopper to short. Fielded on a backhand by Berkey. Bounced in the turf. And picked there by Beza at first for out number two.
Took Spears a while to get down that line. Not the fastest runner on the team. Ball in the hole. A faster runner might be safe. The throw from Berkey took two bounces and a nice scoop by the tall Beza over there. Two down.
As you mentioned, Spears, not the fastest guy on the Black Bears. One of the speed threats here is Javonte Doris. First pitch fastball to him. Watched down the middle for strike one.
Beza 6'4 over there, too. Big stretch, big wingspan, so.
0-1 here from Salazar. Skied in the air, out to shallow center field. Amir Wright going to call off Trevor Johnson, who makes the grab for the final out. So a three up, three down inning for Frederick as Raul Salazar responds nicely after conceding four in the third. We're through four here at the Mon. Frederick 6, West Virginia 5 on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Total joint replacement is one of the most successful surgeries ever done, as long as it's done right. Think about it like the alignment on your car. If your alignment is off, your tires wear out faster, run
robotic-assisted joint replacement surgery at WVU Medicine ensures that the implants are in the exact spot they should be. If you have a joint problem in West Virginia, there's no reason to go anywhere else but WVU Medicine. For more information, visit wvumedicine.org/joint.
Has to be Galuski.
Maybe.
Happy 12th birthday, Tommy! Lady Kings, Coach Michael Eames and you, let's win it all!
Back for the top of the fifth, day is done for Zach Bravo, who gives up 6 runs on 4 innings. All of those earned, concedes 8 hits, strikes out 5, walks 1, and Bravo heads down to the clubhouse very frustrated after the fact.
Yeah, saw him taking the long walk down the first baseline here into the clubhouse with his backpack on. So Ian McMahon will come in 4 games. He's gone 3 innings, giving up 5 hits, 3 earned runs, a home run, a hit batter, 3 walks to 1 strikeout, a 9 ERA. The left-hander.
Ian McMahon will look to be the bridge here for the Black Bears to the back half of the bullpen. First pitch hit batsman as Fitzgerald gets it tattooed on his number.
Well, that's not what you want to start with, that's for sure. The funky windup of Ian McMahon, that is, too. Crafty out of the left-handed side.
That'll bring up Trevor Johnson now. And
fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup are in McMahon's arsenal.
First pitch to Trevor Johnson, missing the zone for ball one.
Fastball is used about 61% of the time, followed by the slider at 27%, mainly a two-pitch guy as the curveball only at 8%, and the changeup at a minuscule 4% usage.
McMahon's going to throw over to first, keeping tabs there on Fitzgerald.
He's got a pretty good whiff rate on the slider as well at 32%.
That runs in and hits Trevor Johnson. I mean, Ian McMahon, you got to throw it in the zone, my guy.
Yeah, that's 3 pitches. He's hit 2 guys and delivered 1 outside for a ball. I'm surprised we don't see JT Thomas coming up the steps right now.
First baseman, Alex Beza.
So that'll bring up Alex Beza as Nolan Metcalf heads out to talk to Ian McMahon.
We know how that conversation goes, Drew. Let's go. Throw it to my glove, throw strikes with some explicitives.
I mean, if I'm Nolan Metcalf, you can't blame him for the coarse language because I would be just as frustrated.
Yes, absolutely. 3 pitches, 2 hit batters.
Pitch in just above the letters there. Slider from McMahon taken for ball 1.
Yeah, you're not getting anything close until you throw a strike here.
McMahon with a quick look down to second, delivers. Another off-speed missing above the zone. 2 balls and no strikes.
2 borderline pitches, but once again, you're not getting that call till you can show home plate umpire Chris Richards you can throw a strike.
You also got to show him you can't hit the guy in the batter's box either.
Yeah, that helps.
2-0, fastball missing down and away. Now 3-0.
6 pitches, 6 balls. No strikes yet here. Crean McMahon taking all the way, you would think.
Beza 0-2 so far today. 3-0, fastball, and McMahon finally throws a strike.
It's a little sarcastic clap from the crowd here at the Mon. If we're thinking about ground balls, 37% of the time the contact he induces goes on the ground. That's the most out of any of his pitches. Fly balls at 33%.
3-1 to Beza, waving a miss there at the fastball. Now full count.
That's better. Maybe it just took a strike for him to find it here.
We can only hope. Another look down a second. Payoff pitch. Beza line drive right at Doris. Flip over to first, and Matthew will apply the tag. And just like that, a double play. Score that one 4-3. And a big two outs there for Ian McMahon.
Well, that'll work. The 4-3 double play. It lined right to the second baseman. I'm not really sure where Trevor Johnson was going. That's definitely a mistake on the base pad. So two outs, a runner on second, and now Ian McMahon has a chance to clean up the mess he started.
Matt Odom will come to the plate. Lefty-lefty matchup. I think Trevor Johnson believed that that ball was going to get over the head of Javonte Doris, which is why he kind of took off for second, but can't make that assumption. As
freeze on the line drive.
McMahon drops in a slider above the letters for ball one.
Now I actually wouldn't mind if he used the open base here. Oldham's a good hitter in the 8 hole.
1-0, fastball down and away, now 2-0. I mean, I would personally like to see him attack Oldham just because it's a lefty-lefty matchup.
It's also true.
Long pause here from McMahon. Going to step off now as Jack Elliott was cover in the bag just in case McMahon wanted to throw over. Set at the belt, kicks and deals, does McMahon. Fastball up and away, 3-0.
Take all the way here.
Man delivers to Odom. Fastball in at the knees for strike one.
There you go. 3-1. I wouldn't be surprised if we see another take, honestly.
I was thinking the same thing. You'd have to imagine Odom's just waiting to potentially draw the walk if he can. Pitch home from McMahon, and Odom instead lines this one into right center field. It's going to roll all the way to the wall as Fitzgerald will score easy. Odom chugging for third. It's going to be in there sliding, but without a throw. It's an RBI triple for Matt Odom, 7-5 Frederick.
Well, the Keys were in danger of losing their scoring streak of put up a number in each inning, and it is extended with the ball that was grounded through to the gap in right center, and it rolls all the way to the wall, allowing Odom to reach third.
So that'll bring up Calvin Rucker, and he hits Calvin Rucker. Three hit batsmen in the inning for Ian McMahon, and it's not even over.
This is, I don't know if I've ever seen this one, Drew. Really do not. And he was lucky to get the double play, too, because that ball was scorched right at the second baseman.
So a lefty-lefty matchup here as the lineup turns over. Amir Wright, who is one of Frederick's hottest hitters, 3-for-3 with three singles, takes the first pitch fastball on the outer half of the zone for strike one.
His fourth at-bat in the fifth inning now. Wild stuff.
The way this one's going, he might get seven at-bats. Takes the 0-1 off-speed pitch, foul to the left field concourse, quickly behind 0-2.
Now, Drew, usually I'd say try to beat him with something out of the zone off speed, but I don't even want to risk that right now. You got to just attack.
If that's out of the zone, it might hit him.
Yeah.
Long pause from McMahon, delivers. Chopped to short, Elliott up with it, slings it across to first, and beats the speedy Amir Wright by a step as West Virginia gets out of the inning what could have potentially been much worse than it truly was. Halfway home here at the Mon, Frederick 7, West Virginia 5 on the Black Bears Radio Network. bottom of the fifth, Raul Salazar did in fact earn himself another inning out of the Frederick rotation. He will face 9-1-2, that being Maddox Houghton, Turner Hill, and Ruben Fontes.
Yeah, not surprised at all. I said it when he was kind of cruising through the 1-2-3 inning, I believe, when he was pitching to Spears. He might have earned himself another inning, and he did. He's only at 56 pitches, so if he continues to shut down here, I wouldn't be surprised if we see him for possibly a sixth.
Of course, it hasn't been the pitch count that has hurt Salazar. It's just been the amount of runs he's conceded, especially in that long third inning of play. So if he can keep the pitch count down, he might go two more.
Would not be surprised at all.
First pitch to Houghton. Fastball down beneath the knees, ball one. Houghton singling in the third, coming around to score. Do have an arm loosening in the Black Bear bullpen. Houghton taking a strike there on a curveball.
I'm working on it out there.
Get you an ID as soon as we can confirm it. Houghton tattooing this ball out to left field, but right at Hunter Jump for out number one.
Yeah, just right at him. A little bit unlucky there as he hit that hard. It looks like it's number 51.
Chase Lorg.
Chase Lorg. Some good camera work there to help us out. It looks like number 38, Ben Davis, is loosening for Frederick.
First pitch to Hill. Swinging away through the left side of the infield. One pitch. That's all it takes. And Hill reaches with another single.
That's on par for what Turner Hill does. 2 for 3 tonight. Getting that average back near, if not to, 500 again.
That'll bring up Ruben Fontes. Fontes is 0-for-1, had a sacrifice fly in the third. Black Bears looking to cut down the Frederick lead. Trailing by two are the Black Bears. First pitch to Fontes. Fouls that one back and out of play.
On the roof.
Yep, change up there from Salazar. Salazar staring in now, awaiting the signs from his battery mate, Matt Odom. Sets up outside the 0-1. Fontes blisters this one in the air out to right center field. And that's over the head of Fitzgerald. That'll ricochet over the top of the wall. A ground rule double for Ruben Fontes. The Bears are in business again.
Yeah, Bears never say die. They never go away. It's a trait that's carried over to the first half. You think a trait that they've adapted from their manager, Jed Jerko, at this point. As that ball actually might have worked out better for the Black Bears that it bounced over the wall, because if that short hops the wall there and we get a strong throw from Fitzgerald, we could have actually a play at second. So second and third, one out for the big man, Ryan Hernandez. He's the go-ahead run. A single should tie this game once again.
See how the Keys infield shapes up. Shifting hard to the left side of the infield on the third base side. Plastiak pretty much hugging the line. With the second baseman, Trevor Johnson, playing up the middle. First pitch fastball outside for ball one. And, of course, you don't necessarily want to pitch around Ryan Hernandez, because then you have to deal with Logan Mathieu.
Yeah, the middle of the Black Bears order has really taken a nice shape here, reminiscent of the first half middle of the order where it was pick your poison.
Hernandez 1-for-2 tonight. Large gap for him out in right center as he can take it the opposite way as that slider misses above the zone, 2-0.
It's one thing we really haven't seen Hernandez do much this year, and that's probably what the defensive reading is showing, as the shortstop's in the hole. The second baseman's pretty much up the middle, still to the right of second base, but pretty much up the middle. And then the outfield center, at least, is shaded towards left. So a big gap, as you mentioned, but he probably usually doesn't hit it out there.
Product of University of Houston. Check swing, taking all the way, appeal out to Alvin Brown, signaling that Hernandez held up in time, 3-0.
Green light, Drew.
Very much so.
Absolutely green light. Let big 1-8 swing away.
Ryan Hernandez looking to tack on more RBIs. Quick look down to second from Salazar, then delivers. Check swing on a pitch outside. Hernandez held up in plenty of time. He chucks the bat towards the dugout and says, "What do you want me to do? They didn't pitch to me."
You could actually sense some frustration there, and I don't blame neither Hernandez nor the Keys there for one, being frustrated, and two, not pitching to him. And looks like Joe Oliver is making a switch.
Yep, call to the bullpen as Ben Davis will be making his way in. So the day is going to be done for Raul Salazar after 4 1/3, responsible for Hill at third, Fontes at second, Hernandez at first. So Ben Davis is going to be coming in out of Lewis University and trying to bail his starter out of jail.
Yeah, it was not the best start here. There were some good flashes for Salazar, but in the end, it's the base runners and runs allowed that cost him, not the pitch count. So not a little bit surprised Joe Oliver is going to the bullpen, but not entirely. As Ben Davis this season is 0-0. He's only appeared once where he gave up a run in his inning on two hits. He hit a man. He did strike out two, walking zero. So the early whip is a 2-even. Opponent average 400, but once again, that's only in a one-inning sample size. Over the last couple years, he has thrown a four-pitch mix, primarily using the fastball at 77% of the time. Very heavy fastball usage there. Curveball 11% of the time, the slider 9% of the time, the cutter only 2% of the time. Giving up his fair share of line drives and ground balls. Not much data in our program here for Davis in terms of pitch types and selections and balls put in play, but has been susceptible to the line drive. So with one out and the bases loaded, I mean, a sac fly will get one in, and at this point, any run you'll take. But you definitely want a base hit here, Drew.
Absolutely, you do. Any sort of base hit, whether it be a single, double, triple, grand slam, I mean, we'll take it. But, I mean, Logan Matthews, certainly the guy you want coming to the plate in this scenario. Davis, as we mentioned, 9 ERA here with the Frederick Keys. And
Drew, I have breaking news from PNC Park. All 7 pierogies ran in the race tonight, including personal favorite of mine, banished, shamed pierogi, Potato Pete. This is big news.
That's not something you see every day, all 7 pierogies running in the race.
I am actually sad I missed it. My whole family's there right now. Might ask for some compensation from the front office for missing that one.
I'm sure Ben Charrington would be thrilled reading that email.
Potato Pete's my boy.
Logan Matthews stepping to the plate. Warm-up period concluded for Ben Davis. Tying run at second and Ruben Fontes. Go ahead run at first in Ryan Hernandez. Bellefonte native Logan Matthew at the plate. First pitch there to Matthew. Curveball taken for strike one. A little bit surprised Davis opened up with the curveball.
Yes, as am I.
Long pause from him. 0-1, fastball fouled back and out of play over the roof. Quickly 0-2 now on Matthew.
Well, good job thus far out of the bullpen. 77% fastball usage. Those numbers could be a little skewed to the high side because there's not as much data, but still, if you're using 77% fastball usage over almost 100 pitches, it's still a decent amount.
Of course, it makes the scouting report for the hitters very easy as well.
Yeah.
0-2 to Matthew, fouls it off, just gets a piece, lives to see another pitch.
So only 66 pitches thrown today for Raul Salazar, he's responsible for all three runners. So only five earned runs at five earned runs at the moment right now. Could be as high as eight if Hernandez comes around to score.
Matthew needing to protect, also looking to deliver. Davis getting the signs here from Odom. Set at the belt, kicks and deals. Matthew, high fly ball out to right field. Fitzgerald's back on the track, and that ball is gone. A grand slam for Big Country, Logan Matthew, West Virginia 9, Frederick 7.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
Oh, baby, did he get a hold of that one. It was way up in the air. Pretty much knew it was going to land outside of the ballpark in the bullpen when I saw the right fielder Fitzgerald turn his back to the plate. As you get a look at the replay, oh, he knew it. He was watching it go, too. It was looked a lot closer than it was going to be, Drew, but he needed that whole frame to get it out of there. As Logan Matthews, 6'3", 220, all of it needed. 9-7 Black Bears.
Fourth home run as a Black Bear for Logan Matthew. First pitch swinging on the fastball is Nolan Metcalf. So eight runs going against Salazar. Matthew being charged to Ben Davis.
Yikes. Black Bears have their first lead of the night.
Nolan Metcalf fouling that pitch on 0-1, backing out of play. Now behind 0-2. Salazar looks to respond after giving up the grand salami. 0-2 to Metcalf. Little flare down into the first base camera well.
Well, I wasn't expecting this kind of game today, Drew. I knew we had the potential to get it, but I wasn't expecting it.
I will second that, to be quite honest. O-2 here again to Metcalf, waving a miss at the slider well outside the zone. And that's how Davis is going to respond for out number two.
Nice pitch right there. I actually think that was in a bad location, not the one he wanted. But it worked out for him, as swinging through it was Metcalf.
It's now Jack Elliott, who has hit a home run already here tonight, step into the plate. First pitch swinging into the netting of the backstop for strike one.
Elsewhere around the draft league, in the bottom of the seventh, the Williamsport Crosscutters lead the Trenton Thunder 6-3, and the State College Spikes leading Mahoning Valley 3-2, but the Scrappers are threatening in the top of the sixth inning.
0-1 pitch there to Elliott, a fastball outside, evens the count. 1-1. Elliott looking to keep the inning alive. Elliott will chop this foul into the netting of the Black Bears dugout on the slider, now behind 1-2.
Well, the move by Joe Oliver doesn't pan out, but good bounce back to get Metcalf, and now on the verge of getting Elliott.
One, two here from Davis, waving a miss. Possibly got a piece of it, but Odom holds on. The Black Bears reclaiming the lead, courtesy of the grand slam from Logan Matthew. Through five innings of play at the Mon, West Virginia 9, Frederick 7, right here on the Black Bears Radio Network.
State-of-the-art facilities. We help adults and children manage epilepsy and seizures and offer the very latest
medicine.org/RNI/epilepsycenter.
Top of the sixth, and Chase Lorig into the game in relief of Ian McMahon, who goes one inning for the Black Bears. Concedes just one run on a hit. Three-hit batsmen, though, making the difference for McMahon, and he'll give way to Lorig, who has put up a 2.25 ERA here in the MLB Draft League.
Yeah, he's been pretty good thus far in four innings of work, three appearances. Five hits, an earned run. It was a solo shot. He's walked zero, struck out seven with a whip of 1.25.
First pitch swinging is Hunter Jump at the fastball, backing out of play for strike one.
Primarily a four-pitch mix for Lorig. Get into it in a second here.
Works from the windup. 0-1. Off-speed missing outside to even the count, a ball and a strike.
Fastball at 66%. Slider at 19%, a changeup and a curveball both used under 10, and there is even a cutter thrown in there. He's thrown it four times in the 495 pitches tracked.
That 1-1 fastball misses down and away for ball two, and even if was close enough to catch the zone, bounced in and out of the mitt of Nolan Metcalf. Gives Lorig the sign again, delivers, jumps, skies this one in the air, out to right center field. Houghton on his horse, able to get over there in plenty of time to bring it in. We're out number one.
The Black Bears need to put up a zero, Drew.
Very much so.
Have not done it yet tonight. 2-2, 1-1-1 is how the line score reads for the Keys. For the Black Bears, 0-1-4-0-4. Of course, the grand slam last inning responsible for all four runs for West Virginia. 44% ground ball rate for Lorig as well, that's a good number. Line drive rate at 21%, not terrible.
Berkey squares the bunt, pulls it back on the off-speed pitch outside for ball one. When Lorig goes off-speed, primarily his slider. Delivers here. Again, the slider down in the dirt this time. Now two balls and no strikes to Berkey. Just one for two tonight with the home run and a walk. Pitch home from Lorig. Berkey takes this one the opposite way out to right field. Fontes going to settle underneath of it in plenty of time. Brings it in for out number two.
Well, we're two-thirds of the way there, Drew. Two up, two down. A lazy fly ball to right there following the well-struck fly ball to center last time.
I've reached the point where I'll need to see it to believe it in regards to a scoreless inning.
Got a pretty sky to our right. Hard to see from our booth. Good camera work. We appreciate what those guys do in the sound audiovisual room over there. We know they listen to us.
For better or worse.
Oh, yeah.
Lorig against Plastiak here with two outs. Check swing from Plastiak. Did he go around? No appeal.
I don't think he did anyway, but it never hurts to check.
Apparently it caught the zone. Plastiak now working with the strike against him. Lorig delivers. Pitch down and away. Fastball evens the count 1-1. Lorig getting the sign from Nolan Metcalf. Delivering. Fastball outer half of the plate taken for strike two. Rather, 2-1, Chris Richards signaling that the first pitch to Plastiak apparently did not catch the zone.
I didn't think so.
Well, now it doesn't matter, as that one does. Another fastball there from Lorick, so we're back even again, 2-2.
Perfect. See, it all works out.
Everything comes full circle.
Guess so.
2-2 to Plastiak.
Ooh, just missed.
Metcalf tried to frame it on the change up, slider.
Look
count runs
the,
full.
You look at your replay here. Yeah, that was just low. Good call behind the plate by Chris Richards. He's only missed one or two tonight. He's been pretty good.
Payoff pitch to Plastiak. Chopped foul into the Black Bears dugout. And Ryan Hernandez just made a nice grab leaning over the fence one-handed.
Athlete, Drew. Athlete. Always looking athletic down there on the field are the boys.
Another 3-2 from Lorick. Plastiak grounds this one to first. Matthew underhand tosses that one to Lorick. And the Black Bears for the first time tonight put up a zero for the Frederick Keys on the scoreboard. As we're through 5.5 of play, West Virginia 9, Frederick 7 on the Black Bears radio network. Bottom of the sixth here from Morgantown, West Virginia. Black Bears coming to the plate. Tremaine Spears, Javonte Doris, and Maddox Houghton coming to the plate. 7, 8, and 9. Ben Davis out of the Frederick bullpen.
He came on last inning trying to get Matthew, who turned this game on his head with his swing, Granny. Making it 9-7, he then struck out the next two batters, so he earns himself another inning.
First pitch swinging is Spears at a fastball from Davis. Waving and missing for strike one. Tremaine Spears 0-for-2 so far tonight. Looking for his first hit of the evening against his former team. Played for the Keys last season in the draft league. 0-1 fastball taken for strike two.
Good frame job right there. That's got to be the third or fourth pitch that Oldham's gotten tonight. For his pitcher, as Santini did last night.
Davis staring in, shaking off a sign from Odom. Now getting one that he likes. Delivers Spears, a fastball up and away. The ball one. Tremaine Spears out of Pineville, Louisiana. Long pause here from Davis. Now delivers. Fastball inside. Caught him looking. Spears shaking his head in disgust, but it's out number one.
Well, fortunately for the Black Bears, they were able to take advantage of Ben Davis when he was still human. Unfortunately for Ben Davis, he has gave up that grand slam, which, of course, only one run was charged to him, but still, as a whole, he has looked very good afterwards, striking out the next three. Real nice pitch there to get Spears looking.
Now Javonte Doris, 0-for-1 with the walk, came around to score. First pitch fastball to him, missing the zone, ball one.
Not really. really sure if 9's going to win you this ball game, Drew.
I mean, at this rate, I wouldn't be shocked either. Might need at least 12. 1-0 off speed there from Davis. Curveball taken for strike one.
Nice pitch, Drew, right to the glove, right on the outer black.
Odom sets up outside the 1-1. Down and away, ball two to Javonte Doris, who gets his lead in the count once again. Just the three-pitch mix for Ben Davis. 2-1, Doris pops this one back and out of play over our heads on the fastball. We're even again, this time 2-2. Two there to Doris. Fastball up and in. Appeal out to Alvin Brown since he doesn't go around. Full count now on the Black Bears second baseman. Has do have an arm loosening in the West Virginia bullpen.
He's really close to getting his fourth consecutive punch out. See if he can do it here.
Payoff pitch to Doris. Down and in with the fastball. One out walk drawn by Javonte Doris.
That'll work. It's a base runner. Maybe that's what they need to get Ben Davis rattled a little bit, as of course he's only worked one time with runners on and it was the grand slam. The other three have been with the bases empty, all the strikeouts. So we'll try to get you an ID on the right-hander down in the West Virginia pen.
We'll bring up Maddox Houghton, who has 1-for-2 so far tonight. Single back in the third inning, came around to score. First of two innings where West Virginia drove in four as he lines this one out the center field. Gets past Amir Wright and somehow keeps it in front of him with the leg.
That was impressive.
Houghton will head into second. Doris will be in at third. Second and third, one out for Turner Hill. As we check in here on the replay, slid dope.
It like hit his glove in the right above his knee and somehow stayed in front of him. If that gets behind him, that might be an inside the park home run with the speed of Houghton.
I would have to agree. And
it's a double. It's surprising he even got the third, and Doris went, or second, and Doris went to third.
Yeah. He'll turn the lineup over here for Turner Hill. Turner Hill looking to give the Black Bears more of a cushion. Frederick infield drawn in, looking to cut down play at the plate, and understandably so. Long pause here from Davis. Now delivers. Slider in the dirt. Blocked by Odom. Ball one to Turner Hill. Doris at third. Houghton at second. Black Bears looking for more here in the sixth.
Infield in here, Drew. They're looking to cut down the run. Definitely not saying Doris on contact, and he's really not that far off the bag either.
1-0 fastball there to Hill. Misses up and away. Now two balls and no strikes.
Definitely the part of the lineup you want up once again.
Absolutely, especially with 2, 3, and 4 set to follow. Pitch home to Hill. Looping curveball on the inner half of the plate. Taken for strike one. Davis awaiting the signs here from Odom. 2-1. Another curveball able to catch the inner half of the zone, and we're even 2-2.
Good job battling back here by Ben Davis. Strikeout would be huge right here for the Keys.
Turner Hill now needing to protect. Long pause from Davis, then delivers. Hill slaps it back and out of play late to the fastball, but just gets enough of it to stay alive.
Good fight right here.
Doris at third, Houghton at second. 9-7, Black Bears lead in the sixth. 2-2 from Davis. And again, Turner Hill spoiling it enough. Just get a piece of it. Live to see another pitch.
Big battle right here. Fouled a couple pitches off now. Would expect nothing less from Turner Hill, honestly.
Well, arm in the Black Bears bullpen has kind of subdued. It was Tyler Johnson.
Keep an eye on that.
Another 2-2 here to Hill. Misses outside. Full count now on the Black Bears left fielder.
Lorig has gone multiple innings in appearances before this season, and he 1-2-3 inning with only 14 pitches, so kind of expecting him to go back out there, Drew.
Certainly would understand the notion to do that.
Give him the seventh, why not?
Payoff pitch to Hill. Chopper, Berkey fields it at shortstop. Only play as the first. RBI ground out there for Turner Hill. Makes it 10-7 Black Bears as Javonte Doris crosses the plate.
That works. Did a job. It was hit soft enough and to the right of the drawn-in infield where the shortstop Berkey was able to get it. He did a spin to go home. Nobody was there. Did a second spin, and it was enough time to get Hill, but it's an RBI, and the Black Bears put up a run. Extend the lead to three. It's 10-7 West Virginia.
Ruben Fontes coming to the plate. 1-for-2. Sacrifice fly. Scored on the home run blast off the bat of Logan Matthew.
Yankees are pulling prospects from triple and double A games right now. Drew, something to watch.
MLB trade deadline just a few days away, August 2nd. First pitch there to Fontes. Fastball taken for strike one.
Forgot to mention, the runner also moved to third there.
Yes, even on the ground ball to the left side, it was deep enough that Houghton was able to take third.
They're off on contact. Doris kept creeping down the line with every pitch.
0-1, Fontes lines this one in the air, out to left center field. That one's going to carry to the wall, off the top of the wall. Houghton in easily. RBI double for Ruben Fontes. 11-7, West Virginia leads.
Just such a smooth stroke by Ruben Fontes. Takes it to the opposite gap. Textbook hitting. I always draw the comparison as a right-handed hitter. Every time we talk about hitting to the opposite gap was Andrew McCutchen with the Pirates. Whenever he was on, he would just go to the right center field gap towards the Heinz ketchup sign out there in the center right center field seats. He would just stroke it out there real easy, and that's what that reminded me of, except for a lefty going to the opposite gap. It's a beautiful stroke, went with the pitch, and it's an RBI double, 11-7 West Virginia.
Dennis Rasmussen out to the mound to talk to Ben Davis and his catcher, Matt Odom. So they do have an arm loosening. We'll get you an ID here in just a second. And it's a great point about McCutchen. And, of course, the biggest one that comes to mind, 2015, bottom of the 14th inning, walk-off home run for McCutchen.
I love him.
And then the very next night it was, was it Gregory Polanco who delivered the RBI single to
yes,
walk it off?
Yes, it was. I watched those clips a lot, reminiscing on the probably the only time we'll see the Pirates ever be good in our lifetimes. It's 32 again. Brett Tosher warming up for the second time tonight in the Keys bullpen. But, yes, that was a series against the Cardinals, Drew, right before the All-Star break. It was a
yes.
three-game series, I believe. A.J. Burnett or Francisco Liriano homered in the one game. The Pirates winning in dramatic fashion. They had two walk-offs hits in the same day because McCutchen's was right after midnight. Polanco's was just before.
I think it was Liriano who hit the home run. And wasn't that when Burnett got tossed after
yes.
giving up the home run?
Yes. I miss those days, man. Good thing we got the Black Bears, Drew.
Ryan Hernandez coming to the plate, speaking of somebody who can hit a home run.
This one might go on top of the ticket office. I got a feeling.
Hernandez lines this one into left center field. Right idea with the location. Jimmy Gluski going to wave home. Ruben Fontes.
Oh, what a throw.
Throw to the plate. Off the mark. Hernandez going to take second. Ball bounces off the glove of Trevor Johnson into center field. Hernandez will take third and say thank you very much. And Frederick just falling apart here in the sixth. 12-7 Black Bears.
Well, that works. I had the location, Drew, and it was hit hard. It was just a single instead of a home run. It was a real nice throw. It was just a little bit long from the left fielder Hunter Jump, allowing Fontes to score. And then the throw down to second by Oldham gets away. And Hernandez goes to third with two outs. It's 12-7 West Virginia. And this lead's feeling a little bit better, Drew.
Definitely much more convincing than just a one or a two-run lead. Logan Matthew coming to the plate. Of course, know what he did last time up. First pitch there to him. Slider down in the dirt, blocked by Oldham for ball one.
How about you remind the people, Drew?
Just getting ready to do that, just in case, tuning in and out. Logan Matthew, last inning. Grand slam out to right field into the Black Bears bullpen. The Black Bears at the time were trailing 7-5. Took the lead 9-7 and haven't looked back with three more here in the sixth. Matthew takes a big hack there at a fastball, 1-2.
He's trying to make it 14-7.
As I say, wanted to put another one over the wall.
Got an arm up for West Virginia once again.
Might be Tyler Johnson.
I believe it is. I would not be surprised if he came in now as up 5. Save Lorg possibly for tomorrow.
It does appear to be Johnson. Long pause here from Davis. The 1-1. Slider there up and away. Now 2-1 to Matthew. Of course, it was Davis who faced Matthew giving up the grand slam. That's the first run that was charged to Davis here in this outing. Matthew fouls this one back and out of play over our heads to even the count 2-2. Tosher continues to loosen in the Frederick bullpen. Long pause here from Davis with Hernandez at first, the 2-2. Fastball up and away, ball three. Full count here to Matthew. Frederick infield well back. Both middle infielders on the outfield grass.
Yeah, really deep.
Payoff pitch. Matthew taking this one the opposite way down the left field line. Hunter Jump running after it. Down in the corner, just a bit out of his reach. Long foul ball there.
If it stayed fair, Jump would have caught it on the warning track. So just shy of home run distance. Also just foul.
There's Logan Matthews' grand slam, the second one here this season with the Black Bears. The first one in the first half. Of course, the Black Bears had a few last season as well here at Mohawk County Ballpark. Every grand slam that the Black Bears have hit has been when they're in the draft league here at the Mon.
Interesting.
Payoff pitch, Logan Matthew blisters this one out to left center field. Hunter Jump back to the wall. That'll ricochet a few inches shy of the top of the wall. RBI double there for Matthew. He's halfway to the cycle, 13-7 Black Bears.
Yeah, that is his sixth RBI tonight, Drew. He had the RBI sack fly back in the third, the grand slam last time up last inning, and now an RBI double that one hops the wall, and Joe Oliver is making a change.
Tosher coming in here for Frederick as it's simply damage control at this point. Joe Oliver trying to keep this game remotely competitive.
Just got news that Gio Rivera, the ex-Key, 19th round pick, has signed with the Cleveland Guardians. Congratulations to him.
$160,000 signing bonus there for Gio Rivera. Certainly not a bad chunk of money.
I'd take that any day of the week, Drew. Rivera, of course, had a 2.20 ERA in 16 innings in the draft league. Just going, looking for the stats of Tosher and stumbled across Gio Rivera.
Speaking of guys who have signed, I believe it was just yesterday, Ryan Velasquez signed his undrafted free agent contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Good to see that, of course.
Tosher with just a three-pitch mix. Again, same three as Davis, but relies more on the curveball than the slider.
So Tosher this season, 0-1 with a 6 ERA and 2 appearances. He's tossed 3 total innings, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Walking 1, striking out 3 with a 1.67 whip.
Rather, it's a slider and a changeup for Tosher.
Hey, really uses that fastball 53% of the time. Two pitch mix
for the most part.
Yes. Changeup primarily only used in rare circumstances. Of course, for a split second, it was showing here on Synergy that Tosher threw a curveball, and then before I could even blink, changed to a slider and a changeup.
What a great program that is.
It is so helpful, and shout out to stats intern Lucas Falls for really allowing us to use his login and get access to this. I mean, this is truly remarkable, the data that we get here.
Helps us out a lot. Makes us sound better. Like we actually know what we're talking about up here, Drew.
Giving away a lot of our secrets up here in the booth tonight.
It's a long game. We got to find some stuff to talk about, eh? So it's looks like Johnson sat down again. That's probably just because how much he's been tossing. How long this inning's been. So right now, 5 earned runs are being charged to Ben Davis. Of course, he's responsible for Matthew out on second as the 6th. It's getting a real long time to warm up here, Drew, don't you think?
A little bit. I mean, Chris Richards, you know, just keeping an eye on it there back behind the plate. And just as we speak,
here we go.
His warm-up period's done.
Perfect.
Of course, Davis is responsible for Logan Matthew down at second, so we can't close the books on him yet. Long pause here from Tosher. Delivers first pitch fastball in for a strike to Metcalf. He's the 8th Black Bear to come to the plate in this inning.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Now I'm mad at you. I was just about to say that. I'm not talking anymore. Go ahead.
Nolan Metcalf here tonight, 0-3, looking for his first hit. Kansas product in the Big 12, waving and missing there. On the 0-1 fastball.
Yeah, it's a good pitch right there. Ramping up the fastball. Up the ladder there. There's so many places you can go from here. I'm looking for the slider.
Well, your silence didn't last long.
Yeah, I can't stay quiet. Anybody who knows me knows I'll just talk and talk. I was going to cut you off, but I decided not to.
Long pause here from Tosher. 0-2, Metcalf hard hit grounder to Beza at first. He'll scoop it and step on the bag himself for the final out. So Ben Davis, just the 5 runs against him as we are through 6 innings of play here at the Mon. 13-7, West Virginia leads over Frederick on the Black Bears Radio Network. top of the seventh here at the Mon. Tyler Johnson giving way, rather replacing Chase Lorick, who gives way to Johnson. Stands in with a 12.96 ERA as a West Virginia Black Bear.
Yeah, Johnson has had 10 outings, 8 and a third, so the sample size is getting pretty big. 12.96, he's 0-1. He's given up 12 earned runs in those 8 and a third innings. Only 8 hits, the walks have been the issue. 13 free passes allowed, 12 strikeouts. He's also hit 4 guys. 2.52 whip, not very good, Drew. Not very good as a 4-pitch mix. A very limited sample size as well here, so these numbers are probably skewed a bit to the high side for the fastball and the low side for the other stuff. But he's throwing his fastball at 82%, slider at 9, changeup at 2 only, and the curveball at 7. So we will see what we get here from Tyler Johnson. Hopefully he can throw strikes, Drew. That's all we want right now. Up
6.
6 runs. Not a math major, people. 13 and 7, those numbers are pretty big. Not used to that in a baseball game, Drew. We're getting into double digits. It gets a little wonky.
The math minor in me came out there.
I could never. Don't ask me about my college math experience.
First pitch there, a fastball to Ben Fitzgerald. Taken on the other half of the zone for strike one.
It wasn't good.
Johnson getting the signs here from Metcalf. Delivers. Off speed, missing. Rather able to catch the outer half of the zone, surprisingly. A little surprise there from Chris Richards. Maybe wanting to keep the game moving.
And go with it. So with it.
Long pause here from Johnson. 1-1, wave and a miss. Fitzgerald down on strikes. Johnson, one gone here in the seventh, one batter faced.
That works. 3 pitches and a strikeout for Tyler Johnson.
We'll take it.
Johnson versus Johnson now, Drew.
Tyler versus Trevor.
T. Johnson versus T. Johnson. We can go a step further. How exciting.
First pitch, fastball. Tyler Johnson, that is. Missing outside for ball one to Trevor Johnson. Long pause from the Black Bears righty. Wave and a miss. Trevor Johnson. Even the count, 1-1.
Let's pound the zone here.
Set at the rubber is Tyler Johnson from the right side. Trevor Johnson getting underneath this one, backing out of play over our heads. Now 1-2 on the Frederick second baseman.
Pirates and Phillies tied at 1 about an hour north of here at PNC Park. In the 8th inning, it was a solo home run by Cal Mitchell, his 4th.
2-1 here from Tyler Johnson. Fastball just misses outside. Now 2-2.
Elsewhere in the MLB Draft League, the Crosscutters defeated the Thunder by a score of 6-3, and the State College Spikes are still leading over Mahoning Valley 3-2.
Trevor Johnson fouls that one to the netting on the backstop, so keep it right here at 2-2.
Johnson's doing well here thus far to throw strikes, as that's been his issue in the past. As for the other Johnson, in good battle right here. Fight that off.
Of course, Trevor Johnson had a home run in the 3rd inning. 1-2 with that home run and a hit by pitch. Payoff pitch from Tyler Johnson, and Trevor spoils it back towards the keys on deck circle.
That was the 6th pitch there to Johnson. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 foul balls.
1 gone here in the 7th. 2-2 from Tyler Johnson. High fly ball into shallow left center field. Maddox Houghton over in plenty of time to camp underneath of it for out number two.
Lazy fly ball, can of corn out to center field. Two up, two down, and that is now six straight keys that have been set down by Black Bear pitching. Get a helicopter coming in.
Bring up Alex Beza. Beza so far 0 for 3 tonight. Hit into a double play. First pitch to him up and away, ball one. That double play got Ian McMahon out of quite the jam.
Yes, it did.
1-0 here to Beza. Again, missing outside. Now two balls and no strikes.
Johnson needs to just bear down and throw one over the heart of the plate. If it gets killed, it gets killed. It doesn't matter. It's a six-run game right now. Just need to keep this one moving and not. There we go.
Fastball waved at and missed by Beza.
I'm saying not walk people, because that's been his issue as well. So if he can get a clean inning, maybe he can turn a corner here from his early struggles. A lot of it is mental out there on the mound.
Of course, the game of baseball in its entirety is a lot of mental toughness, as Tyler Johnson delivers another fastball in for a strike at the knees.
Nice pitch right there. It might have got a call, but he's been throwing strikes, so you're going to get that call. Something Johnson hasn't really experienced this season as much, because he's not throwing strikes, so he's not getting calls. That works for him there.
2-2 from Johnson. Fastball up and away. Runs the count full.
I like the idea there, Drew. He got a small flinch out of the batter, Beza there. Couldn't go around, though. 3-2. Challenge him right here.
Payoff pitch. Beza fouls that one back and out of play right over our heads.
Well, he challenged him. It was a good fight right there from Beza to stay alive. Same thing. Right back at him. No free passes.
Set from Johnson. 3-2. Fastball just a tad outside, and Beza draws a two-out walk.
Just missed, but it's the right call. Good battle by both sides there. Yeah, good frame by Metcalf, but Chris Richards is not fooled.
Certainly not, and Matt Odom coming to the plate for Frederick. Beza getting his lead off of first. Pitch home from Johnson. Fastball inside, ball one.
Still in no danger right now. Still, obviously, I just keep telling Johnson to pound the zone regardless of the situation, because that's what he needs to do. But a long ball doesn't really necessarily hurt you here.
Another fastball there from Johnson in the dirt, 2-0 to Odom.
That is what he's worried about, of course.
Could certainly understand if that were the case. Odom single and a triple today. 2-0. Cracked off the bat out to center field. Houghton able to camp underneath of it. Bring that one in for the final out as Tyler Johnson works a scoreless seventh inning. Stretch time here at the Mon. 13-7 West Virginia leads over Frederick. And it's take me out to the ball game time here on the Black Bears Radio Network. back for the bottom of the seventh. Trey Smith taking over in right field for Ben Fitzgerald. Everything else for Frederick defensively appears to be the same. Plastiak still at third. Berkey still at short. Trevor Johnson still at second. Beza, of course, still over at first. And then Jump and Amir Wright still out in center. Just a straight swap there for Joe Oliver. First pitch to Jack Elliott. A fastball that he fouls to the netting of the backstop.
Tosher out for another inning, as we assumed here, as he only faced one batter in the last half.
0-1 from Tosher. Off speed, missing over the inner half of the plate. Count even 1-1.
Got another arm thrown, so you think Johnson's going to be done?
You a name here, just a second. 1-1. Elliott hard grounder to second. Johnson up with it. Picked out of the dirt there by Beza for out number one.
There's that catcher playing second base coming in there as that ball was thrown into the turf. Showing off the glove over there, though, is Beza. He's had a nice day over there defensively at first base for Frederick.
Beza is a stalwart at first base. I believe it is Shandon Herrera loosening for the Black Bears.
Makes sense. Get him some work.
First pitch there to Tremaine Spears. Fastball up and away. Ball one. Spears 0 for 3 tonight. Looking for a hit. Spears waving and missing there. At a fastball to even the count 1-1. Just three Black Bears tonight hitless. Nolan Metcalf, Tremaine Spears, and the guy in the on-deck circle, Javonte Doris.
11-hit attack, 13 runs.
Fastball in there at the knees to Spears, and a little bit frustrated there is Spears is going to step out and just kind of try and reset himself.
Yeah, collect yourself, come back with a clear head. It's all mental. Gotta be mentally in the game if you want to hit. Caught up with me many times.
Spears fouls that one off. Back and out of play over the first base side.
If you don't go up to the plate with a positive attitude, bad things will happen. Trust me, I know. There's a reason that I only play club baseball, Drew.
1-2 to Spears. Fastball up and in. Count even 2-2. Pitch home to Spears, off speed, well out in front, but just gets a piece of the wood to it, so keeps the count right where it is.
Mahoning is Tide State College.
Interesting, as Spears takes there a little bit too close for comfort, but runs the count full. Mahoning Valley and State College continuing to fight in State College. Payoff pitch here from Tosher. That's back and out of play, ricocheting off of the roof and dropping down into section 107.
We're going to have pitch number 9 of this at-bat coming up here, Drew.
Spears not going down without a fight.
No, he is not.
Pitch home, runs in and hits him. Tremaine Spears will get on, not in the best way possible.
I mean, it works the same as a walk. It's just more painful. Tough one.
It'll bring up Javonte Doris, who is 0 for 1 tonight. Pair of walks, has scored both times he drew a free pass. Tosher goes to the stretch. First pitch there to Doris. Fastball down and in, ball one.
Looked like a strike at first, and then I got a look at the monitor here that's delayed for us. Definitely low. Thank God for this little buddy here. I think that's like 24 inches.
Possibly. I'll go with it. One out of Doris. Fastball down beneath the knees. 2-0.
Probably 20 to 24 inches our monitor here. Fits nice.
Regardless of the size, it does the job.
It really does.
As Tremaine Spears takes off for second, ball in and out of the glove of Odom. That will allow Spears to easily swipe the bag.
And yes, Spears was diving headfirst in there. I don't think he knew that ball went off the glove. He could have taken a wide turn and maybe even thought about three.
Certainly could have, as the pitch was down and away to Doris.
Take sign for Doris here, because I think so.
You know, let's be aggressive. Up 6, 3-0 in the 7th. I hope he gets the green light.
I do too, but I don't know. Taken all the way.
Yep, taken all the way. Fastball right down Main Street for strike one.
Don't get me wrong, I'm with you.
We're going to rule that a pass ball against Odom rather than give Spears credit for the stolen base.
I disagree.
Quite shocking.
Yeah.
3-1 to Doris. Fastball down and in. He draws the walk, so Tosher allows back-to-back runners.
Sometimes when I disagree with my with the official scoring, I score it my own way over here in my book. That's staying as a stolen base in mine. Unless it's like a big play in the game, like a single, an error, a single, or something like that. Stolen base pass ball is not that big of a deal. He was already off with the pitch. He was probably going to get there. I don't agree.
I thought he would have gotten there with these as well, but
especially because he slid into the bag like pretty much a second after the ball was off the glove.
Yeah, I mean, he
was there pretty easy.
Yeah, and he started his motion before the ball even got to Odom. So
yeah,
if Odom catches it, it's a stolen base. Now, if Spears had moved up to third because of it, then I would say, yes, it should be a stolen base and a pass ball because
Agree. The
pass ball allowed him to take third. But he was going to more than likely be in there regardless.
Agreed.
That'll bring up Maddox Houghton, 2-1, 1 out here in the 7th. Keys infield, double play depth, first pitch. Slider in there for Tosher, strike one.
Highlighted Houghton in the open as he, after Jimmy Galuski gave him some hitting advice, mid-game, had two hits. He's got two more tonight. Double and a single. He's got two runs as well and a line-out, so he's hit the ball well three times tonight.
Looking to make it four. Fastball inside, dust him off the plate, even 1-1.
Herrera still loosening out there. I wouldn't be surprised if he came in and tried to finish this one, Drew.
Certainly could be the case. Shannon Herrera had made some starts at Lubbock Christian this past spring, so he's certainly capable of going some innings, multiple innings that is. 1-1 to Houghton, skies this one in the air out to shallow right field. Infield fly going to be called as it stays in the dirt. Got well underneath of it, more so than I originally thought. Two gone here in the 7th.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a lazy fly ball to right. It didn't even get out of the infield, and Baia barely needed to move out there. Excuse me, Beza.
Lineup will turn over. Turner Hill, 2-for-4. Pair of singles, pair of groundouts. Full house might be on deck here for Turner Hill.
We'll see.
Tosher going to step off, go through the signs again with Odom.
He's got a couple ribs as well, a couple runs. The groundout in the 6th inning scored a run. So
quick look down to second from Tosher, delivers. First pitch, fastball outer half of the zone for strike one.
Nice pitch right there, right on the black. Crowd did not agree with it, but I think I did. Some dogs have stuck around here, Drew. A decent amount have departed, but there are still some furry friends down there.
Furry friends got to stick around just like the owners for all 9 innings. 0-1. Hill chops that one to second. Fielded by Trevor Johnson. Fires over to first.
Rather, wow, he beat it.
He's going to be ruled safe. Thought for sure the ball got there before Turner Hill.
Let's get a look at the replay. It was a tough chopper to second base. He didn't throw it all that hard.
Baez's foot wasn't on the bag.
Oh, really?
That's the way it looks. I mean, it was right to the left of the bag, and to the right, I should say, from our angle. He didn't have his foot on the bag, and that was what allowed Hill to reach.
Yeah, because that ball definitely beat him. As we get another look at it here.
Right there, his left foot. It's off the bag.
I don't know how you can see that, Drew, but I think you're definitely right. Good camera work down there and good eyes, Drew. And that was a savvy play by Javonte Doris running to second as well. He kind of stopped right in front of the second baseman, Johnson, who we've mentioned multiple times is a catcher by trade and kind of disrupted the flow.
First pitch there gets away from Odom to Ruben Fontes. Wild pitch that'll allow Tremaine Spears to score. 14-7 Black Bears and two more in scoring position.
Well, that'll work. Everybody moves up. Black Bears officially have doubled the lead. And at one time, the Black Bears were down large in this game by a score of 5-1. They are now leading 14-7. What just happened? Not really sure what's going on down there.
Crowd certainly not liking it.
Was it something that was done by the...
Ruben Fontes is still out of the batter's box.
Fontes do something down there? Not really sure. There was something flying around on the field that he stomped. I'm not sure what the heck was going on there. The crowd booing their own player? I'm very confused right now,
Drew. I don't
think
they would be booing Ruben Fontes. Yeah. I mean, it would either had to have been something from the Frederick dugout or the umpire possibly maybe just delaying the game.
Here, we get a look at it here, maybe. I think it was a butterfly, and Fontes stepped on it.
Fontes killed a butterfly. So they were booing Ruben Fontes.
That might be the greatest thing I've ever seen.
2-0 fastball fouled back and out of play by Fontes.
It's just sitting there.
Butterfly was just living its best life
on
the turf, trying to enjoy this 14-7 game, and Ruben Fontes just stepped on it and killed it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm dead right now.
Chris Richards said to him, he's like, dude, you just killed a butterfly.
And Hernandez on the on-deck circle stomping the turf right now. The whole dugout's laughing.
2-1 fastball up and away. Now 3-1 to Ruben Fontes.
New public enemy number one here in Morgantown, and it's one of the Black Bears players. And as we get a shot, and just stop showing the dead butterfly, guys. What are we doing? I hope he goes deep right now so they boo him. I really do.
Tosher set at the belt. 3-1, fastball up and away, ball four.
There's some booze.
Yeah, Fontes is getting some booze heading down to first base.
Oh, my God.
It'll load the bases.
Can somebody come out and get rid of the butterfly carcass right next to the change of the turf there?
No, Ruben Fontes needs to see that and realize what he did.
As we get a Dennis Rasmussen mound visit, that's a yellow butterfly. Which, I don't know why the butterfly, it's not a moth, I don't think. It's too big to be a moth. Unless it's the Mothman. Did he just kill the Mothman, Drew? I don't know. We got to look this up. We're all over it here.
It is a moth, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Watch out for the Mothman here at the Mon in future games to exact his revenge. I know those Mothman t-shirts are on back order right now. They're so popular. You get yours at the West Virginia Black Bear shop. Some really sick looking t-shirts with the Mothman over Monongalia County Ballpark here. That's not going to bode well. If Ruben Fontes goes missing mysteriously, we know the Mothman has to do with it, Drew. He killed one of his own. My goodness. Oh, Ryan Hernandez is up, by the way.
Yeah, with the bases loaded. First pitch fastball in there for strike one.
I don't even know what's going on right now.
We have had a moth killed by Ruben Fontes, a grand slam off the bat of Logan Matthew,
Crowd boo one of their own players.
Crowd booing their own player. Bark in the park night.
14-7 after being down 5-1.
We've seen it all. 0-1, Hernandez takes that one the opposite way towards the standing room only section of the concourse. That'll make you move.
Yeah. 0-2 now, but how cool would it be if Ryan Hernandez blasted another grand slam, the second for the Black Bears. He's popped out to second base, an RBI double, a walk and a run, and then an RBI single. He scored three times tonight. Of course, nearly everybody on the Black Bears has scored. Everybody but Spears and Metcalf, they're the only two not to reach base tonight. Excuse me, besides Spears, who was hit and is currently on third. Or I'm sorry, he did score. It's Doris on third
Doris
base.
Doris is at third. Hernandez waving there, missing the 0-2 fastball that was up and in on him. And that will end the seventh, but not before the Black Bears tack on the one run. Tremaine Spears coming across on the wild pitch through seven. 14-7, West Virginia over Frederick on the Black Bears radio network. Oh, yeah, we did. Turner Hill. Yeah. Top of the eighth, new pitcher for the Black Bears. It's Shannon Herrera standing in out of Lubbock Christian University after a scoreless inning there for Tyler Johnson, conceding a walk but also recording a strikeout in the process. So solid work for Johnson, giving way to Herrera.
We got lots of data on Herrera here. Fastball is used 53% of the time. Slider 23%, a changeup 16%, a cutter 4%, and a curveball 2%. So a lot of pitches, primarily a three-pitch guy, though. He's struggled mightily thus far, so far here for the Black Bears. A 60.75 ERA. He's only gone an inning and a third, though. He's given up 9 earned runs, 6 hits, 3 walks, a hit batter. So a good spot for him to work up big.
Drops in a first pitch strike there to Calvin Rucker, who is 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch and a run scored. Herrera dropping dimes on the outer half of the zone. 2 fastballs in quick succession.
That's what we like to see. This is a good spot, low-pressure situation. Get Herrera some work. Hopefully he can go 2. As you mentioned, he used to be a starter.
Waving
nice
and
pitch.
Missing there. Down in the dirt. Metcalf out of the crouch. Fires over to Matthew. Score that a strikeout and then 2-3 to finish it off. One gone in the eighth.
Beautiful, just like Tyler Johnson, who has his control issues. He gets a 3-pitch strikeout to start his inning. And it hasn't really necessarily been the control as much as just getting hit very hard. So we'll see if he can keep being deceptive and get some soft contact here.
Lineup will turn over for Amir Wright. Hard grounder to second. Fielded on the backhand by Doris. Slings it to Matthew. 2 gone.
Might have been some harder contact there, but it works.
Yeah, right at the guy.
Ground ball right at him. Yep. So ground ball 41% of the time. A fly ball 23% of the time. The issue comes in with a 23% line drive rate. So Hunter, obviously don't want to see that.
Hunter jump coming to the plate. And Mike, you'll be happy about this. The corpse of the moth has been removed from the field.
Thank goodness. That is not PG, Drew. Just have an animal corpse laying on the field.
First pitch fastball there from Herrera, missing down and away for ball one.
That was probably the greatest thing I've ever seen. I'm going to be like that. That's something that you and I will talk about for years.
Yes. 1-0 fastball on the inner half of the zone for strike one.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you on the air? Well, I was down in Morgantown a couple years ago. They killed him off.
Yeah, a right fielder killed him off. 1-1 fastball fouled back and out of play. Now behind a ball and two strikes as Hunter Jump.
And a crowd booed him at. Yeah. What's going on down there?
He then proceeded to get walked and got booed even more.
Fun things.
1-2 curveball in there to Hunter Jump. Down and away. Evens the count now 2-2. Jump will get a piece of that pitch there from Herrera. Another off-speed. Keeps the count right where it is.
Drew, we're at that point in a blowout game where I'm looking for 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Works for me.
See if he can put him away here. I'm looking for something off-speed breaking.
2-2 off the end of the barrel there of Jump. Change up. Just gets a piece of it as it ricochets down into section 103 and nobody can catch it.
That was off-speed and breaking. Good job to get a piece of it. It looks like it.
Another 2-2 here from Herrera. Line drive out to left field.
Oh, nice catch.
Shoestring grab for Turner Hill to rob Hunter Jump of a hit. A 1-2-3 inning for Shandon Herrera as we are through 7.5 here at the Mon. West Virginia 14, Frederick 7 on the Black Bears Radio Network. So the umpire only pointed to center. Logan Matthew leading off here in the bottom of the eighth. Coming up to God's Country here in Morgantown right now. This is Matthew's country with the amount of home runs he's hit already as a Black Bear.
6 RBIs tonight.
Cracks this one out to center field. Claiborne fresh into the game in center. Few steps shy of the warning track, makes the grab for a long out number one.
That was good. As soon as that was hit, Claiborne threw his arms up into the air before tracking back to get that. Like, really, dude? I'm right in the game and you're going to hit the first pitch right at me?
Welcome to the game, Tyrese Claiborne.
Yeah. You know, Drew, something that we find out tonight, the managers like to, you know, test things out whenever blowouts, get guys in new positions, like Claiborne, a shortstop by trade out to center.
Claiborne actually listed as an infielder and outfielder.
Oh, really?
Yes, first pitch to Metcalf Fastball up and away, and now Metcalf fouls the fastball back to the screen, so it's an even 1-1 count.
Something I'm experimenting with right now. Does the headset work with a hat on? It does. It fits.
Just might have to adjust it a little bit.
Yeah.
Wave and a miss there on 1-1. Pitch from Tosher. Change up.
Got my new West Virginia Black Bears hat from the shop last night. Highly suggest everybody goes check it out.
1-2, three-quarter swing from Metcalf into the netting.
Nice grab down there.
Not sure who that was, but made a nice grab off of the netting, as you mentioned. 1-2, Metcalf, hard chopper to short, fielded by Berkey. Slings across the diamond, two gone for the Black Bears here in the eighth.
Nice and quick, I like it. Keep it moving. Four more to go.
Now Jack Elliott could potentially be the last Black Bear to come to the plate. First pitch to Elliott, fastball missing the zone there, ball one. Now Elliott again taking a fastball up and away, 2-0. Jack Elliott, 1-for-4 day so far for him. Lone hit, home run in the second inning. Wave and a miss there, and another fastball. Now two balls and a strike. Frederick playing Elliott straight up. Claiborne shaded slightly to his left as Elliott fouls this fastball toward the left field concourse. Back even, 2-2. Dogs continuing to bark for their support. 2-2 to Elliott. Wave, and rather just getting a piece of it, thought came up empty, but Elliott will live to fight another pitch.
Good battle right here.
Look at the athleticism of Chris Richards having to go out there, barehand that ball, and fling it into the Black Bears dugout.
Everybody's athletic down there. Just a stadium full of athletes tonight, Drew.
2-2 from Tosher. Fastball up and away. Full count now to Elliott. Product of Mercyhurst and a native of Willoughby Hills, Ohio. Payoff pitch to Elliott. Turns on this one, but drops it into the berm on the right field side.
So that bat is now going into, I believe, its ninth pitch. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe you are, in fact, correct. Elliott fouls that one. Fastball to the netting of the screen. Keeps it right where we are. Three balls, two strikes.
Another one. Number 10.
Tosher shaking off a sign from Odom. Another 3-2. And again, Elliott spoils it. Neither guy willing to give in.
So we started at 7:03 tonight. I just looked at my phone, expecting it to be about 11:30. It is only 9:54. We are moving at just over a 3-hour pace, and it's 14-7. Wild.
Another 3-2. This time, Elliott can't connect as he comes up empty. So Tosher with a 1-2-3 eighth inning. So we head to the ninth. Last chance for the Keys. Needing quite the miracle, trailing by 7 right here on the Black Bears Radio Network.
Have a seat.
top of the ninth. Here we go from Morgantown, West Virginia. Shannon Herrera looking to finish this one out. Part of the Frederick order, Evan Berkey, Jake Plastiak, and then it'll be Trey Smith getting his first plate appearance. Berkey so far tonight, 1-for-3 and a walk. First pitch, fastball there from Herrera, missing down and in, ball one. Herrera working quickly, this 1-0, another fastball down and in again, dusting Berkey off the plate.
Work quickly and throw strikes is the right combination. He's got one half of that down.
Gets the sign from Metcalf, delivers. Berkey crushes this one out to center field. Houghton back a few steps, just shy of the warning track, makes the grab, one gone in the ninth.
Houghton is so defensively sound out there. He just makes everything look easy. That wasn't necessarily a difficult play, but still you got to go back a ways, and ball was carrying. Nice play to record the out. Two outs away.
Black Bears have been very much gifted with the defensive center fielders that they've had here in the draft league. Garrett Spain, Caden Trankel, now Maddox Houghton. First pitch there to Plastiak. Ripped through the right side of the infield into right. Ruben Fontes sliding to keep it in front of him. It's a one-out single there for Jake Plastiak.
Well, that's Jake Plastiak. That's all I have to say. He's going to do that.
Second hit of the day.
Smoked through the right side. Just lucky that it was a single on the ground instead of in the air, possibly over the fence.
That'll bring up Trey Smith. Smith getting his first at-bat, as we mentioned. Just 0-48 at the plate. First pitch swinging in. Lines one into left field for a base hit.
And this had been Herrera's problem previously. He looked good in his last inning, but now two ropes of singles. And that, like I said before, has been the issue.
That'll bring up Trevor Johnson. Two on, one out here in the ninth. Johnson also had a home run that back in the third inning. It's 1-for-3, then hit by pitch so far tonight. First pitch Johnson sees from Herrera. Curveball missing down and away, ball one.
How about we roll one here, Drew?
Certainly.
Let's spin it.
Would love to see that go around the horn.
Ooh.
1-0. Change up in there, I believe, taken for a strike to even the count 1-1.
What do you say about a step on third, throw to first, 5-3?
I'll take it.
I'm looking for the classic 6-4-3 here.
1-1, foul to the netting of the backstop. Slider there from Herrera. Johnson just getting a piece of it.
High cheese here, Drew. That's my guess.
Herrera set at the belt. Quick look down to second. The 1-2. Johnson underneath of it. Fastball that Johnson was late to.
And it was high, just not high enough.
Black Bears looking for win number 2 here of the series against the Keys would guarantee themselves a split at the very least. 1-2. Change up in the dirt. Blocked by Metcalf. We're back even. 2-2. Long pause here from Herrera. Now delivers. Johnson underneath it. Back towards the Black Bears dugout. It's going to drop into section 108.
Almost hit a couple fans down there that were shielding themselves instead of looking for the ball. It almost landed right on them.
Come on, Trevor Johnson. We can't take out Grandma in the ninth inning.
Not nice. Not cool, bro. Not cool.
We already had a moth get stepped on and killed on the field. We can't have an old lady get hit by a foul ball.
I still see his guts out there.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
2-2 again to Johnson.
Oh, that was tattooed.
Little flare out to right field.
Oh.
Misplayed by Fontes, who tries to slide and make the grab. It rolls all the way to the wall. Marcus Smith going to wave home Jake Plastiak and now Trey Smith. Tackle on two for Frederick, 14-9. The Black Bears still lead, and now we have to wait and see how that one gets scored.
I'm going to score it as a two-run double because he never touched it. He went all out for it. Just misjudged it. That's a ball where I don't have that much of an issue with him doing that. But still, in a seven-run game, just keep it in front of you.
We'll bring up Alex Beza. Herrera trying to get through the ninth. First pitch fastball, inner half of the plate, taken for strike one. Let's go Black Bears chant going on. 0-1 to Beza. Skipped in the dirt. Gets away from Metcalf. He can't find the ball. That will allow Johnson to advance to third. Evens the count 1-1 in the process.
It'll be a wild pitch. Spiked it. Just need outs, Drew. Just need outs.
25 down. 2 to go. Herrera set at the belt. Kicks and deals. Fastball up and in. Ball 2. Does go down as a double there to Trevor Johnson.
It's all right score.
23 runs, 24 hits between the two teams so far tonight. 2-1 fastball waved out and missed by Beza. Count level again, 2-2.
Matt Oldham lurks on deck.
Oldham has been a tough nut to crack for the Black Bears pitching staff tonight. 2-2 from Herrera, waved out and missed. High fastball away on the outer half of the plate. Fools Beza, keys down to their final out.
Yeah, nice pitch right there. Went with the high heat, and Beza swings through. His rough night continues. He finishes 0-for-4. He also grounded into a double play, one of those four outs, and he also walked.
Matt Odom, the last chance for the keys, as Williamsport-Trenton has gone final. 6-3 cross-cutters over the Thunder. Top of the ninth in State College. Spikes ahead of the Scrapper, 6-3. Actually goes down as a pass ball against Nolan Metcalf.
I disagree. It's a wild pitch.
First pitch, fastball swung on and sent to the netting of the backstop by Odom. Now, I was right there with you thinking that it was a wild pitch. And I get that it kicked away from Metcalf probably a little more than it should have, but still. 0-1. Curveball dropping in there, a bit too far in and a bit too low, even 1-1.
My thing is that it was spiked. It hit the ground before it hit the plate, so the catcher has to block it, obviously. It's not easy.
1-1, Odom blisters this ball down the right field line and hooked foul.
Not sure if that was going to have home run distance, but it was going to be pretty close. Thing was crushed.
Quite honestly, I think if that ball's fair, it's gone.
More than likely. One more strike to get, Drew.
Just about to say, keys down to their final strike.
Just picked up Cruz.
Wow. Herrera set at the belt. The 1-2, Odom chops it foul into the netting above the Black Bears dugout, and it's a little game for the Black Bears trying to catch it off of the netting. No surprise Ryan Hernandez was leading that game. Ball and two strikes here to Odom with Johnson down at third. Pitch from Herrera. Fastball up above the letters. Metcalf out of the crouch to keep it from the backstop. Two-two. Waved at and missed. Odom down on strikes. The changeup from Herrera fools Matt Odom. And the Black Bears have taken two of the first three from the Frederick Keys tonight, and over the course of the series, they'll look for the series win tomorrow. The first pitch scheduled for 4:05. It'll be the first Sunday game that the Black Bears will have here this season. It'll be Kids Day, where kids will get to run the bases afterwards, but we'll be set to wrap this one up here for you first. Drew Von Sayo and Mike Seitz here after 8.5 innings of play, technically, since the bottom of the ninth never existed. Black Bears taking this one over the Keys by a score of 14-9. Frederick got on the board first in the top of the first inning. Evan Berkey, two-run shot, the left center field. And then Frederick tacked on two more in the second. Amir Wright single brought in Matt Odom. Hunter jump, fielder's choice. That brought in Calvin Rucker. Bottom of the second, Jack Elliott got the Black Bears within three. His first home run, fly ball to right field. Trevor Johnson for the Keys in the top of the third. Hits one out to left field, gives Frederick their four-run lead right back. Bottom of the third, Turner Hill, RBI single, scoring Javonte Doris. And then the onslaught continued for the Black Bears. Ruben Fontes, sacrifice fly, scoring Maddox Houghton. Ryan Hernandez, RBI double, scoring Turner Hill. Logan Matthews, sacrifice fly, scoring Ryan Hernandez. That tied it at five apiece. Top of the fourth, RBI ground out for Evan Berkey, scoring Amir Wright. 6-5 Frederick. Top of the fifth, Matt Odom triple out to center field, scoring Ben Fitzgerald. And then in the bottom of the fifth, a Logan Matthew grand slam to right field, his fourth home run as a Black Bear, scoring himself, Turner Hill, Ruben Fontes, and Ryan Hernandez. West Virginia took the lead, then never looked back. Bottom of the sixth, Turner Hill grounding out to Evan Berkey. Or rather, Turner Hill grounding out, yes, to Evan Berkey. That allowed Javonte Doris to score, making it 10-7 West Virginia. RBI double for Ruben Fontes, 11-7 Black Bears. Ryan Hernandez tacking on one more ribby. The single to left field, scoring Ruben Fontes, and then double for Logan Matthews, scoring Ryan Hernandez. Bottom of the seventh, a wild pitch from Brett Tosher allowed Tremaine Spears to score. 14-7 Black Bears. And then in the top of the ninth, a Trevor Johnson 2-RBI double to right center field. 14-9 Black Bears, and that's all she wrote. 23 runs combined between the teams, 24 hits. And, Mike, tonight was not a great night to be a pitcher, to say the least.
No, it was not. 23 combined runs, 24 combined hits. Couple errors, which were questionable, but still ruled errors. Just a big night for the offense. Didn't look good for the Black Bears at first. Found themselves down 5-1. Bravo did not have his best stuff tonight, that's for sure. The Keys scored a run in each of the first five innings. Black Bears put up four runs in the third, fifth, and sixth innings tonight, including a grand slam in the fifth. That was to, I believe, take a 9-7 lead. They never looked back and ended up getting the dub here. Look to take 3 out of 4 in the series tomorrow, 4:05 against these Keys. Kids Day, kids giveaway, and they run the bases after the game, Drew.
Absolutely. I remember going to a few of those at PNC Park myself.
Oh, me too. I was in the Buckos Kids Club.
Always a great time there. Ian McMahon will take home the win tonight for the Black Bears after pitching the fifth inning, getting credit for the win, conceding an earned run on just one hit. Didn't walk anyone, didn't strike anyone out. And as for Frederick, I believe it would be Raul Salazar taking the loss. Because
yes,
he was in load. He loaded the bases when Logan Matthew hit the grand slam off of Ben Davis.
Yeah, that eighth run charged to him, so they would be down 8-7 at the time, meaning he would get the loss, Drew.
Yes, so Raul Salazar suffering the loss. He then drops to 0-2. Ian McMahon picking up the win as the Black Bears take this one 14-9. Here this evening, as we mentioned, looking for the series win tomorrow, looking to take 3 of 4 from Frederick and continue the success that the Black Bears have had against the Keys all season long here in the MLB Draft League. Mike, your final thoughts?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say sloppy because it wasn't sloppy. It was good hitting. A little bit of poor pitching, but it was just good hitting all around. A game actually, although it didn't feel it at times, it moved along. We were just over 3 hours here tonight, and we had 23 runs scored. So, I mean, I can't really complain that much. It's another Black Bears win, so happy about that, of course. And let's do it again tomorrow here at the Mon. I mentioned before, 4:05 first pitch. We will be on at 3:35 with a pregame show as usual. Drew, your last play-by-play appearance this year, I believe. Can't believe it's coming to an end already.
You are, in fact, correct. Of course, we'll be here next weekend as well for the Keys, but our roles will be flipped. I mean, doesn't seem possible that it's getting towards the end of my time here in Morgantown.
Sad, really.
2 years been here, and they have quite frankly flown by.
Well, I can't wait to hear the farewell address next week, Andrew.
It will be quite the address as the Black Bears will look to continue their success against the Keys in another three-game homestand. But first, the series finale tomorrow, as Mike mentioned, 4:05 first pitch, 3:35 pregame show will begin. We'll take you through everything just like we have the past three games here of this homestand and all season long. Thank you all for tuning in here tonight from Mon County Ballpark. For my broadcast partner, Mike Seitz, for everybody in the video production room and the general manager of the West Virginia Black Bears, Lance Sonato, I am Drew Von Sayo, and we will be right back here tomorrow, 3:35,